Hey, smokers, you stink. I'm not talking about your character. That's a given. I'm talking about your clothes. It's time to kick the butts and move over to something more pleasant. I'm talking about e-cigs from Smokeless Image. They're cheaper than cigarettes, don't smell, and are available in a wide variety of flavors ranging from mints, fruits, desserts, or the traditional tobacco flavors if that's what you want. Simply go to tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke for all your vaping needs. That's tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
Do we want to do that? Do we want to have
Dude, Tranny? This, yeah, the that one in the,
chat, the one absolutely. Dennis, the one Dennis just posted?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the,
Like, I used to date a girl who, not date, I was kind of fucking a girl who.
I've tried, because dating, that's weird for you to do.
Yeah.
That'll be involved commitment.
She was all about being double stuffed. Like, that was like.
Like an Oreo?
Fantasy.
Like an Oreo?
I already just said the joke, D. Don't copy me. Stop. I said it first.
Wait, double stuffed like an Oreo?
I'm reading the chat, I'm sorry.
Oh, Oreo. No, so. I thought I was like, I don't know if I can do, I mean, I would do it with a tranny, but I don't know if I could do, like, have another dude there with his balls slapping against my balls.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And, like,
It says men shouldn't fondle other men bunghole.
Ah! Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780 or hashtag Hippo Juice on Twitter or Facebook. And don't forget to do hashtag Hippo Board. And if you're funny, which is unlikely, but if you are...
Most likely unlikely.
Yeah.
I think we have very funny listeners.
Who? Name 754 of them.
All of them are Mitch.
So anyway, if you do hashtag Hippo Board, we're going to be looking at that and putting it up on
hashtag Hippo Board.
Hippo Board, which is we're the first people to do actual handwritten hashtags. They're useless. You can't click
them.
They were
stupid on Twitter, but they're very appropriate on a refrigerator. They're hilarious.
I've been meaning to address you muting your hangout mic.
Yeah, asshole.
I've been meaning to address that.
Yeah,
sorry.
Thanks, douche charming. So, this is where you get your name. You see now? Do you see?
How would that make you douche? I forgot.
The douche. So, anyway, we'll put that up on the board. So, it's hashtag Hippo Board to get on there. And, today is June 4th, 2014. It's summer, guys.
Summer.
So,
summer party.
Let's hear it for the boys. Oh, wait, what?
No summer joke? Loving had me a blast.
Stop it.
Okay.
Summer loving, fuck you in your ass.
Whoa! I don't like your version.
I met a boy crazy for me.
Yeah, that's me. I have to go pee.
He nailed it. You fucking... Dude, you know what that is?
You had a thing going there.
John gets off the fucking bench and hits a fucking grand slam every time because he's amazing. That's what it is. So anyway, welcome to the show.
I'm a man. I'm a nice man.
Ah. So, welcome to the show. The normal crew is here. We have Sean Space
Two Life.
Sean Space Weather Waters.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's him. Marie, I don't want to call her Lopez today because she's being stupid Sarkeesian.
Whoa. Yeah, fuck you. Whenever he's mad at me, he calls me Sarkeesian instead of Lopez. Like, it's some sort of punishment.
It is. It's a fucking long name. It's a punishment for me to say it. Anyway, and of course, we have the lovely Big Booby D, as usual. Good. Hi, D. And, of course, we have Douche Charming himself, Dutch Vroom. So we have a lot. I always say that. I want to say, instead of saying we have a lot of stuff, we don't have a lot of stuff.
And the buff baby.
I'm not going to. John, you wait.
Nobody puts Buff Baby in the corner.
And by the way, that's fucking bullshit. I love that he cleared his throat. I love that he cleared his throat, even though I fucking said his name before anybody else has even said John is awesome, and he came off the bench. Sorry, he needs two introductions, folks. The man who's so famous, you got to say his name three times. John the Laser. There it is. John the Buff Baby Santeri.
The Buff Baby, that's all.
Where's Ryan? Do you have a minute to talk about the Lord?
He's probably knocking on somebody's door right now.
So. John, I wish I could have high-fived you at that very moment.
Knock, knock, knocking on neighbor's door.
No, that's not how the
Is
song
that
goes.
Is that how the song goes?
That's not how the song
sure?
goes.
I thought.
Pretty sure.
That's what I thought it was. Anyway, I have no idea who that is, John. So
never heard of him.
What?
We're in that phase now.
What phase you want me to tell you? What phase you want to talk about it, Dutch? Let's talk about it. What do you want to talk about?
Denial.
It's not denial.
No, it's denying existence. Mm-hmm.
Denying that Jesus is Lord and Savior, that he's actually Archangel Michael. Hey, you know, somebody sent me a list. Maybe I can find it. Actually, it was Pat. Thank you, Pat. 141 things that Jehovah's Witnesses do wrong or some shit. It was very funny. As a matter of fact, I'm going to read it. Because now you open the fucking can, Dutch.
The proverbial floodgates.
I asked your question. I didn't open anything up.
You mess with the bull, you get the horse.
No, you knew what you were doing. You're not an idiot.
I'm not doing anything.
He's an idiot.
Oh, shut up. I see your fucking little sly smile behind your stupid mic. You're not hiding it. Stop it.
Stop. He can't stop it.
Yo.
Can't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop.
Don't stop the beat. All right.
Thank you, John.
141 things Jehovah's Witnesses can't do. This is awesome.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to read all of them, but I'll read like some highlights.
Please do.
Read them all.
Number 12, vote.
What?
Swear to God, this is real.
They're not allowed to vote?
They're not allowed to vote.
Yeah, politics are just not for godly people.
Unless you are voting for the Lord, in which case you're allowed to do that.
Wear military uniforms or clothing associated with war.
Oh, so they can't be drafted or anything like that? Or
no.
They can't enlist?
No.
There's no draft.
They cannot donate blood, except blood transfusions. Did you know that?
Yes.
Well, that's donating blood, though.
Well, I know. They were back-to-back, so I was just reading them. Like, you know. Yeah. Be hypnotized. Apparently, number 44.
So wait, so if
they're not allowed to be hypnotized, so God damn it.
If you have like, you know, some sort of bone marrow disease that requires a transplant, you can't get that to save your own life?
No.
Or your kid's life?
Nope.
Or your family member's life?
You're not allowed to wear pants at Kingdom Hall if you're a woman.
So you have to just go bottomless?
No, yeah, Marie, there's dresses, Marie. There's dresses. What do you think this is?
Oh, my God.
Fucking idiot. Marie goes immediately to their bottom.
I'm just going with my underwear on. Hey, guys, what's going on?
Why are you a Southern cowboy when you go to Jehovah's Witness?
Sure.
Stop it.
Giddy up, partner.
They're not allowed to believe in ghosts.
What?
But ghosts?
I'm afraid of ghosts.
So then Ghostbusters never existed?
Not to them.
Ghosts must fucking hate them.
Yep.
Believe in me.
Women can't be elders.
But elders can't be choosers.
All right, that's a good thing. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, not everything's bad.
Oh, that means that they can't be old? It means that they kill them while they're young?
No, that's not.
Or like, I'm not old. I'm 21 years young.
They cannot celebrate Christmas, New Year's, Easter, Mother's Day, Father's Day, birthdays, Thanksgiving, flag, Veterans Day, Independence Day, St. Patrick's Day, Valentine's Day, Halloween, Hanukkah.
We noticed half of those.
What, are they Jewish?
For some reason, they're allowed to celebrate honeymoons and anniversaries, though, which I don't understand.
Because normally those my dad pays for so they could go on. I'm sorry. Is that too specific? Might be.
Well, because marriage is an institution recognized in the eyes of the Lord.
You know what else is an institution? Prison. I don't want to do either one, so leave me alone.
Also, insane asylums.
Isn't honoring your mother and father an institution?
No.
I don't get involved.
It's aggravating.
I just don't understand.
Do what I do and just don't get involved.
Aggravating your mother and father is propagated.
You're propagated? God damn, you can't join the YMCA. Fuck
what?
This shit. I was on board up until that.
Is it because of the gay undertones?
Yeah, is it the anonymous gay sex and showers?
I think it's more gay overtones there than anything.
What about wearing pink shirts and suits?
No, they're for it.
What are they, fucking rappers? Why would they do that?
I don't know.
Juvenile, bro.
All right. Anyway, we'll move on from this because I'm seeing that it's making Dutch really uncomfortable.
Dutch, I don't like, Dutch, why are you uncomfortable?
I'm not uncomfortable.
He looks uncomfortable.
He looks very uncomfortable.
I'm not uncomfortable. Dutch. I'm a little hot. It's a little. I homed a little bit ago and Dutch. I just turned on my Dutch. AC. But
Dutch, hey Dutch, I'm here for you, buddy.
He's always hot though.
I don't want you there for me.
I mean,
you want to talk about it?
You're the worst wingman.
I am the best wingman.
You're the worst friend ever.
Prove it.
Oh,
prove it.
Speaking of wingmen, Dee's a good wingman.
Oh yeah.
She has been trying to wingman Sean all over.
So there's this.
I don't know.
No, we're talking about it.
Been going
actually pretty good.
Determine if she's good or not.
No, pretty good actually. So there's this chick at one of the...
getting that pussy there, Sean?
Shut up, Dutch.
He's working on it. Onto this burlesque show that Sean really likes. She is hot. Guaranteed. No doubt. Fucking really hot.
You sure wasn't a boyless show?
Okay.
There was
first
a really
up, how
hot
do you know
guy
I
there
go to those? And secondly, do you know what they are? Don't judge me until you know what they are.
Yeah.
It's like Chippendales, Dutch. Anyway, so Dee just... You've never talked to her before, right, Dee?
No, not really.
So she just walks.
She didn't recognize me. I briefly met her.
So she walks up to her and just basically pulls Sean in, and the whole conversation turns into, and it was working, by the way, because she was doing the whole touching Sean a lot.
Yeah,
like,
she touched Sean a lot.
Very
she got
touchy.
Up to hug him.
Yeah. So.
Wow. I was like, oh, what question do you think he gets asked?
Wait, this is one of the burlesquers?
Yeah, girls. Yeah.
Burlesquers. Dancer.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's pretty.
Did she have just the tassels hanging out kind of thing? Or?
Yeah, actually, she was sitting outside.
You were talking to her.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, the entire time she was just sitting there in her underwear and tassels, just smoking a cigarette, hanging out.
Kind of like when you go on your breaks, Dutch. You sit outside with just your tassels and you smoke your cigarettes.
Yeah, I intentionally take my clothes off and stand on my porch.
Why is that? That's weird.
It's a weird thing.
Tassels?
I don't know. It's a habit.
I get
so,
it.
Dee, are you hourly?
Wait.
John, don't worry. We already got you, bro. Wait.
First,
Jesus Christ.
You have to leave the tip on the counter on a birthday card. That's the trick so you don't get caught.
Money's on the dresser.
Yeah,
chocolate.
That's how it is.
Oh, my God.
Can I post a picture of her?
No, I'd rather not.
I'd rather.
You can
I don't care.
Let John see it. I don't want to blow anyone's spot up for no reason either.
Oh, because where was that five minutes
no,
ago?
No. I'm sorry. I meant people I care about, not you.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'll put it in.
Or actually, people that I just don't. People just want to be mean to, not you.
Oh, yeah.
So being specific. I don't care if you're embarrassed.
Oh, well, okay.
Good. So, yeah, no, I think it went well. I think it went well. I think, what, aren't you guys buddies on Facebook now?
I don't think
Yeah, they're
so.
Buddies on Facebook.
She said you should friend her.
Yeah, which means, I'm translating correctly. Dutch is going to back me up here. That means send her dick pics, right, Dutch?
Yep.
Immediately.
I don't think.
What are you waiting for? Do it now.
She says, accept friend request. You send every dick pic you have on your phone.
And then
that's a lot of dick pics.
I know.
And then say, what are we going to do about this?
She's going to be confused by all the different lengths and colors.
Oh,
I don't think she'll be confused.
Oh, because I see Dee's insinuating
that
you get dick pictures from other men.
That he receives and sends dick pictures.
I was making a joke at John's expense.
By insinuating, you mean...
Are we going to explain all our jokes today?
Yes, I like it.
I was going to say that makes it better.
No.
We'll explain
it further if you want. I mean, it's because I sent all the dick pictures on my phone to Dee, and she was like, wait, why are there so many different colors and lengths and sizes?
She's a dick pic secretary. It's weird.
Right. My dick is a chameleon.
He really is.
It just blends into whatever surrounding you put it in.
Especially AIDS.
Right.
Marie, you want to read the first story?
Not really.
Marie, you want to read the first story now?
Welder uses grinder to remove tattoos from his face.
Okay, that sounds like a good idea. That sounds like a good idea to me.
Why don't I see these things?
The man with the ominous tattoos perched on a metal box in the dusty welding booth sparks spraying on his jeans and white T-shirt. Did I miss a word? Because that sounds like a run-on
But you know what?
Sentence.
You're not missing that Mike's Hard Lemonade you're drinking.
No.
I'm on number two, and I'm going to get plastered off of Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Nice. Drunk Marina. All
right.
What? Okay, let me start over. The man with the ominous tattoos perched on a metal box in a dusty welding booth sparks spraying on his jeans and white T-shirt as he ground down another mistake.
This is a very poorly written sentence.
Okay, thank you, right?
I agree, yes.
Okay. Moments before, his instructor at the Pinellas Technical Education
Center. That's in Florida.
Ew.
Big surprise.
Had shown a flashlight inside the pipe and pointed out a shadow the size of a pinprick. If this...
Sorry.
If this had been his final welding test, which was just a week away, he would have automatically failed. Eric's Mekus age 22, had spent 2 years mastering the task to become a pressure pipe welder.
And let's be honest, what's classier than a face tattoo?
Nothing.
Absolutely.
You know what? The most annoying thing about this story is that his name is spelled Eric's with a K and an S, and it's pronounced Eric. Why put the S on there at all?
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm going to call him Eric's because fuck him.
Ja.
Along the way, he learned skills to weld parts on buildings, barges, train cars, and even ships. He worked hard to achieve what his instructor called the PhD of welding, the certification that would allow him to make good money at a power plant or natural gas pipeline. It has not been easy. There it is. Eric's, pronounced Eric, has a long history of making mistakes. Arrested for the first time when he was 12, he joined a gang in juvenile detention. There
what
he learned how to...
What gang has 12-year-olds?
The best damn gang in town?
It sounds like a boring gang. It sounds like a boring gang.
No, all of them have 12-year-olds.
Well, that seems weird.
The 12-year-olds are the ones that do the work.
Right. There
do
he
the
learned-
dirty, I believe is how you say it. Don't not do the
no,
do the dirty.
They put in work.
On the streets.
Right, they put in work.
On the streets.
Them niggas be putting in
work. Okay, don't drop the N-bomb. If I can't say the J-word, you can't say the N-bomb.
Why not?
Because it sounds racist but when you say it.
My peoples is behind me.
What peoples? You're white.
All my niggas be behind me.
From Scandinavia?
Is it Deshaun?
Yep.
I don't like Deshaun at all.
Why?
Because it brings down the property value of the show, and I don't like
of
it.
Of the house.
It does.
All right.
I don't want to read this anymore, and there's a video.
Play the video.
I looked, and this article is
just play the video.
Excruciatingly long. Incruciating and excruciating.
Okay.
Got tattoos on my face when I was like 16.
Whoa, wait, I didn't know that. Why are we playing this on the show? If we're going to see it.
Because Royce.
Yeah, hold on. I'll grab it, Dutch.
Yeah, I was going to say, I want to see this.
Oh. Okay. Do you want to see it, Dutch?
I'm pretty sure the listeners would like to see it, too.
Well, who are. Wait. There's listeners?
Everybody.
And the club getting tipsy.
I don't understand.
See, I always thought that they were saying everybody in the club was getting tips, like they were making money.
I thought that too, but
yeah,
that's
tip assist.
I thought he said everybody in the club getting titties because everybody was copping a feel on some titties.
That's very good.
Everybody
in the club getting tits.
Okay. I'll allow it.
Who did I get the story to, Marie? Who? Pull it up?
Me. You gave it to me.
Okay. You gave it to Marie because she was the one reading it. Which one was it? Because I don't
see it either.
See it, and then
that's the third one. Starting over meant erasing
bam,
his face
it.
Tattoos the hard
just
way.
Grab it, grab it.
Oh, I can't.
At
read.
Least we have some dope ass music though right now because I like that.
Whatever happened to Jaquan?
Probably went to jail.
God, this was a huge. I remember this song came out, I think, when I still was in my clubbing days.
I got the story, Dutch. Meet that?
Okay.
Thanks.
Got tattoos on my face when I was like 16.
I can't see
the reason why
hangout.
I took them off. The reason why I grinded them off is because this right here, so I could get a job. It was a 3-day weekend. I remember that because we set it so it would be a 3-day weekend. So I had time to heal. And yeah, after school one day, you know, we were talking about it in school. Like everybody knew I was going to do it. Nobody believed me I was going to do it, but I knew I was going to do it. Me being a welder, I had all these tools. So I was just trying different stuff out. Found a wire wheel. Worked out the best. So I set a date and got me medicine, you know, got me a bunch of alcohol, peroxide.
But you know
I feel
what?
Like he's drunk right now.
I feel like at least he was safe. You got a bunch of alcohol and medicines.
Yeah.
And that's all you could really ask for is having alcohols and medicines.
I got a bunch of gummy bears.
We have welders in our shop. They're not the brightest group of people.
Well, yeah, their job is to burn things. I can't imagine.
No, put things together. Metal.
Oh, okay, yeah, whatever. You call it whatever you want.
I put that piece of metal on top of this piece of metal.
Burn thing. You make it seem like they're like opposite of firemen.
Are they not?
No.
Bandages. Because it costs like $150 every time for the laser surgery.
$150?
Man, who wants
and it costs
that?
Me.
Yeah.
You can just take out one of your eyes.
It's easier, right? It's like, why go through the expensive laser surgery when you have all these tools and my batteries are perfectly charged? Let's just put them on your face.
Like $60 to do it myself.
Ow!
You know? This one, somebody else did it. And then this one. We both kind of did it. We both have. I mean, I don't look at it like it was his fault. He doesn't. It wasn't his mess up. It wasn't my mess. It was our mess up. That's how I look at it.
go out on a limb and say this gentleman smokes a lot of marijuana.
Do you think so? Because I don't know.
I don't know. He looks like he smokes a lot of fucking crystal meth.
I drank for like an hour and then just got to it. We did one side first. I got the 727 off because I was going to do one number at a time, like get the 7 off, wait a week.
It's for 727, what area code's that?
It's Clearwater.
Is it?
That's the dumbest. When people right get there. Area codes tattooed on themselves.
Bro, but what if you got hoes in different area codes? Then what?
In
then what are you going to do?
Area yeah.
Then you
codes.
Need to get them removed so you can like erase your steps.
Yeah, your so other area codal hoes will know that you're in other area codes.
I don't think you could prove that with science.
Kind of like a tracer or a tracker, like GPS.
I think you're going a little bit too far with it.
Have you been
like
watching
when he's 24? In the 863, they'll be like, what's with the 727? You got a hoe there?
Yeah, that's kind of creepy.
It would be bad.
Maybe don't tattoo that in the first place then?
Maybe.
Okay.
One time.
But ew! It's their body.
What if you're in the 904?
Painful.
Ow!
As long as it's not the 909.
Or yeah, the 801, because those are spams.
Bless you, Dutch.
Sorry.
Are you getting sick?
Yeah, I'm not feeling well today.
Oh, too bad.
Aww.
That's. Are you going to be okay? You want anything? Want me to send you some soup?
I might actually have to go take a shit in a second.
Really?
Do you need a hug, bro?
Did you just sneeze shit?
Yeah.
He sneezed.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was a little bit.
Snarted.
Sneezy poops.
Yeah, Dutch, sneezy come poops. On, buddy.
I don't feel good.
Poor sneezy poops.
What? But what happened? Is it an STD?
No, I realize you still exist.
I hope so.
Oh. You know what? Dutch,
well, that hurts.
Dutch is really hardened up since he got out of work release jail.
I know.
Yeah.
He's been really mean.
Like, I don't know.
You
what,
don't got to prove yourself, bro.
Did something happen to you in there, bro? Did
yeah, like, you want to talk about it?
Shut the fuck up and play the story.
No, you don't. Hey!
See what I mean? That's not old Joel.
No, it's not. It's not.
I don't care if it's old me. Just play the story.
Sean, go ahead and read because I think Dutch is getting cranky. He needs to go poop. Go ahead.
Wife carried on as man lay dead in home for 9 months.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do, right?
No.
A coroner.
Carry on a wayward
son. Is that what you think the song's about?
This now is, that your husband's gone.
I don't think.
Just step over his dead corpse.
Carry on my wayward son. In peace when you are done.
Go to keep playing it?
Well, yes, let it kick in first.
Right. Yeah.
It's got to kick. I can't move on until it kicks in. You know that.
Don't you cry.
Here we go.
No more.
Hit it!
I actually love
Ben is so dead as a door. He's has been dead for
you
so
know,
very long.
About it. I think I like any band that is named after either a state or a city.
Yeah, that's
Boston?
True.
Boston,
yeah. Chicago.
Boston, Chicago.
Yep.
Aerosmith.
That's not named
Red
after
Red Hot Chili
city.
Peppers.
Charm what? City Devils.
No, Red Hot Chili Peppers yeah. is not named after
they
a city.
They sing about California.
But it's not named
what about
after?
Weezer?
That's not named Weezer not where? Weezer, Indiana?
Yeah, maybe.
Weezer, Wyoming.
See?
Where is that? That's not real. All
they don't even
fake.
Know.
All this sounds
I don't
fake.
Know that. It could be a trailer park.
It's.
Yeah.
They're not named after a city. I'm positive.
Do you have a minute to talk about the Lord?
Well, well.
No?
It's actually a really hard song to learn to play on a guitar.
Especially but Guitar Hero.
It's easy to play on Rock Band.
Yeah.
Yes, not the same thing.
Are you sure? Because it looks the same.
Remember that stupid game first came out? Yep. Like everybody who hated it the most were people who actually play guitar because like, this isn't right at all.
Yeah, hipsters.
My fingers aren't going on the spot they normally go. I was terrible at that game.
A coroner has determined that an elderly veteran found dead last month on the living room floor of his home has been decomposing for more than 9 months. A period during which...
That's like having a reverse baby.
A period during
maybe she
which...
Thought, maybe she thought he was a phoenix and he would rise from his own ashes.
Yeah. Did he have a mutant power? Does it say it there? Look. Does it say it, Sean?
Tippecanoe.
You know, I'm not all there.
Tippecanoe County coroner.
What, where? I'm sorry. Repeat
oh,
that.
Where? What? What?
Tippecanoe?
What do they do there? They just tip
duh.
Canoes?
County.
Tippecanoe
County, Indiana.
I never get to play yes. that twice in one
so
show.
So what happened to Tippecanoe County?
The coroner, Donna A. Volt, her last name is.
Really?
A. Volt.
Ah.
Yes, yeah. Like, okay. So Tuesday, Gerald Francis Gavin, 88, died more than 9 months before his body was discovered May 3rd, laying near the front door of his home. Okay. The forensic entomologist will testify in court that his date of death was at least July 15th.
Oh, so it was probably really warm. The date of his death, July 15th.
Yeah. Kind of muttered your way through that one.
Okay. Well, yeah, because apparently I'm just like reading through the story trying to figure out
what's important. Oh, read out loud, not in your head.
But no, apparently said she, all right, some neighbor was shocked to hear that the man had been dead the entire time they were neighbors.
He was not dead, long story short.
Yeah. Thank you. For the love of God. There was an old guy dead in the house for 9 months. Okay. His wife lived
don't
in the house.
Don't blame the story because you weren't reading correctly. Mumbles.
It's just fucking...
I know. It's not about the fucking Milky Way, but can you power through it?
I am powering through it. And you're fucking...
Well, I mean, I guess it is. It is about a part of the Milky Way, I guess.
Keep reading.
Oh, my God. It's so long.
I know it sucks. It doesn't it, but fucking read it.
Even more unnerving, he said, is the fact that Ela Solomon, the woman he knew as Gavin's live-in caretaker, carried on as if everything were normal. It's really disturbing, he said, the fact that we've been living here the whole time and talking to her.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got dead body germs now.
Oh, that's so skeevy.
You guys ever touched a dead body?
No, ew.
No.
That's weird.
Like a human body or just like a dead carcass?
The human body.
Okay, no.
No.
I kissed my grandfather in and his coffin. And I liked it. At a wake.
Taste of his cherry chap. Sorry.
That's fucked up.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. It was even to be mean. It was just...
See, since we're explaining things, John, what he was implying is that you kissed your dead grandfather.
No, it was just
and
doing
that you liked it.
I was doing a song pun.
Had chapstick on. A lot no, like John Katy Perry song.
I'm glad John laughed.
No, because I
just want to make sure all the same page is addressed.
No, because I got the joke. I know he wasn't being mean.
I wasn't trying to be hurtful.
Oh, no, like, I'm just saying we're explaining jokes tonight, so.
I know. I mean, I'm not Ryan Lopez.
Jesus. You really have it out for him, huh?
He's swinging for the
fences.
You
would think he was your brother who, whatever.
Is an idiot. is an idiot? Was that what you were going to say, is an idiot?
Uncomfortable. Why?
Who cares?
Bad touching.
Then you better loosen up them buttons, baby.
I don't know what that means.
It's a song.
Oh. Never heard
so
it.
So, Sean, why did she keep the body for so long, Sean?
Nobody
she
knows.
She was old.
Nobody knows.
Did she not see it?
No, she couldn't comment.
Was she blind?
She didn't say anything. She just said,
I can't lift things.
No,
or
I'm
use
not.
A spoon.
D, then you read it. You're the one who obviously pulled the story. You pulled it for a reason.
I did. Dehumidifiers, rodent flies accelerate the decomposition of Gavin's body.
All right, let me read it.
Enough.
Let me a professional read it.
All right, you know what? This is what we're going to do. John, you read the first word. I read the second, and we're just going to go around the room.
That sounds good.
Okay, is it in Skype?
I will put it in Skype, John.
I was kidding. I didn't think anybody
this
was actually
going to work out great, Dutch. What a grand idea.
Dutch is so smart.
What a sarcastic cunt.
She's mad at me for calling her a piece of shit 2 weeks ago. So
I like that you called me a piece of shit. It was hilarious.
You turned her on.
Oh, it's the word grand that just made it so condescending.
Ready when you are, Dutchy Cakes.
Where are we again?
Africa.
Wife carried on as man lay dead in his home for nine months.
Read the whole story all over again. We're going to where he left off.
Oh, I don't know where he left
Sean,
off.
Paragraph and sentence. Where did you leave off?
Somewhere in the middle.
He's not helpful.
Worthless.
He's just a piece of garbage.
Dehumidifiers, rodents, and files accelerate the decomposition of Gavin's body.
Right there.
Enough in 5 days for professional forensic
entomologist to think he had it dead since
July.
Solomon said. She explained that the humidifiers were present
and dry.
Dried out lumber for Gavin's woodworking projects. The files came from the fertilizer in the house.
The files.
The files are in the computer?
Oh, sorry, flies.
It's so simple.
Ew.
The rodents were supposed to be fed to Gavin's pet snakes, which have gone missing.
Of course the weirdo has pet snakes.
Where are the snakes?
Of course the weirdo has pet snakes. How many snakes are in there?
Plane?
So it's like fucking 400 snakes in there.
No, it's just a dead body.
Hey, does this smell like 400 dead snakes?
Plenty, man.
There's
at least 400 snakes in there.
It's just one dead body.
Just, I forgot about the snake bit.
Just one.
She just left him laying dead on the living room floor.
Do you think that she like reposed him in different positions so that she could have conversations and feel like he was talking back?
Why wouldn't you?
That would be hilarious.
She's like, honey, no, you have to cross your legs and then put your head in your hands like you're contemplating. And his head just falls off. Oh, God damn it. I have to get the duct tape again.
Solomon said a foul odor forced her to sneeze. A foul odor forced her to sleep in the house she owns next door during the 5 days she claimed.
You don't say odor that way, do you?
No.
Okay, I was hoping you were fucking around.
No, I was fucking around.
I was actually going to open you weren't.
How do you know she's not fucking around with
Odor.
You right now?
Odor.
Hodor.
Solomon said that Gavin told her he wanted to experience a tradition he heard about in India in which bodies are put on a hillside for birds to eat in his death. He wanted to get a bird's eye view, she said.
That sounds reasonable.
So she just let birds into her house?
I don't know. It's not this bird shit's out of that body. It sounds terrible.
And snakes.
He was trying to get his remains transported to a body farm ranch in Texas where researchers study vultures feeding
on human bodies. That is not a ranch I want to go to.
I want to know, who are these people and that's what they do with their life?
It's the Hidden Valley people. It's how they get the secret sauce.
Really? Are you saying Hidden Valley? Hidden Valley is made
by
people
observing
buzzards eating human remains. Why?
How else do you think that they get such a tangy flavor?
She's got a point.
No, she has
no
point.
And then they had the buttermilk, and then they have the bacon-flavored one.
Bacon-flavored vultures.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
Yep.
How does that work?
The vultures eat a lot of bacon.
Yeah, you feed bacon to the vultures, and then you make them
eat
them.
You know what? Here's what I'm going to do. This is what I'm doing to you guys for being so silly and letting me talk. I'm going to punish everybody. 800 babies buried in a septic tank at Irish home for unmarried mothers.
Is that just abortion?
No, you're going to come back, and you're going
to
listen.
I don't want Dutch to shit his pants, though.
Dutch.
I'll put you
Dutch.
Dutch.
He's going to yell at us from the back.
Dutch.
Come back, Dutch.
Dutch.
Come back, Dutch.
Dutch.
I'll do the show from the bathroom. Shut up.
Okay, good.
Oh, no.
Almost 800.
Just swing
babies.
Your mic around into the bathroom.
800 babies and children.
How does his boom go right into the bathroom?
Well, he has a toilet cam, too, for guests. It's very odd. I don't like his place. It scares me.
Why does he have a toilet cam?
Why? Okay, I think you know why. To see girls pooping.
To see girls. Wait, pooping. Guys.
I don't try and see girls pooping.
Dutch, I know you too. I know you do.
He does.
He has a toilet cam.
Why
it's
would he have
Dutch's,
a, why would he
mean,
have a toilet
fair
cam?
Fair enough. He calls it Dutch's Fun Zone.
That's gross, dude.
You know what's gross? That you film him. And the thing is, he jerks off to himself shitting, which is the weirdest part. He's such a narcissist.
It's not our camera.
Are you constipated?
Are you saying that Dutch films himself pooping and then he masturbates to it?
He's doing that right
now. I think it's pretty obvious. That's what I'm saying. I don't think I was speaking in riddles. Dutch gets off on that.
Drew Cup is my jam.
You're such a fucking idiot.
He puts it on his toast.
Okay. I want to hear I want to hear toilet producer's comments.
I got it.
What is he?
Hey, Dutch, what kind of toilet paper you got in there?
Cottonelle.
Oh, that's not bad. Cottonelle's good. The good choice.
Dude,
I'm not.
It's like wiping your ass with marshmallows.
Isn't it great? I love it. I know exactly what he means.
Would marshmallows work?
No, you can't wipe your ass with marshmallows because then they won't burn right over the campfire.
This
one does. Oh my!
I'm gonna throw away good marshmallows.
Yeah. I used to buy my toilet paper based solely on the picture on the front because I didn't like the creepy baby and I didn't like that fucking teddy bear, so I bought Cottonelle because it had a puppy.
I don't like D's autistic needs to buy toilet paper. It's very weird.
I am for D's autistic needs to buy toilet paper because I agree the puppy is adorable.
And that bear is scary.
I don't like that bear and that creepy baby. I don't want it to know about my
but explain
toilet
to
paper
me.
Habits.
Does a bear shit in the
Why
woods?
Does a which is better toilet paper? Ones that bear uses, the ones that puppies play with?
I would imagine the one that a bear uses because
Why?
Bears take really big poops.
Bears have three butts, though, so I feel like can they even wipe?
I feel like you guys are stereotyping the gay community, and I don't like that because I feel that's not
because you're a bear.
Oh, I shop at a different place than you do, then I guess.
Do you?
Yes.
D, what about the one with the lumberjack on the front smiling?
No, that's Brawny, but that's paper towel.
I'm so glad D tried to hit
like
me up
Brawny
with that guy.
Man. I'm okay with him.
He did. He's
no,
a little...
I wouldn't want him on my toilet paper, though, because I feel like he knows things about me.
Like he'd be watching you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
How great would it be when the Brawny guy finally talks like, hey, y'all, I'm the Brawny guy. I'm so buff. I'm going to go cut this tree down, ladies.
Well, remember, the Brawny guy was the first one of the first bachelors from that bachelor reality show. Yeah. And like that was like one of the things like he became the next Brawny guy.
Wow. I wish you would have said bachelor more.
bachelor.
Hey, Dutch, how's the poop going?
Nothing's coming down. My stomach just hurts.
Okay.
Oh, that's not.
Try to relax.
Yeah, calm down. We'll sing you a song.
Get a coffee or something.
Stick a Q-tip in there.
Dutch, yeah. What you got to do is lift your legs up a little bit. Do you have some sort of stool that you can put your legs up on?
Oh, he's trying to make stool.
He's trying to push stool.
Good one, John.
Hey, Dutch, while you're in there, if you stick like the tip of your finger in your butt, that'll get the process started.
Or like a guy's dick or whatever you have handy.
Yeah.
Maybe we can laugh the poop out.
Yeah.
And he tried
what
douching.
Does Dutch think is funny?
Anything.
Hi, guys.
Anything he says. Anything he says.
Dead babies.
Nothing makes Dutch laugh. Nothing.
Nothing.
Hashtag poop update.
All right, good poop update. Well, let's read this story. Almost 800 babies and children were buried in a mass grave in Ireland.
Hot.
Near a home. Ooh, is it the OSW guys? Near a home for unmarried mothers run by nuns.
Now, hold on.
This doesn't sound like Whoopi Goldberg's doing any good in the Sister Act 3.
No.
At all.
Now, hold the phone.
There's no phone.
Hold it, though.
Okay, I'm holding it.
Good.
Put the phone down.
But
I'm holding the phone.
Put the phone down.
Why does the icon say it's charging? Is it plugged in? Do you see that?
Put the phone down.
Does it say it's charging?
No, but I don't care. Your phone looks... What are you, a time traveler?
Sean.
Yes.
Put the phone down.
But
put
you said hold the phone.
I think we already established that Sean was a time traveler who used it only for...
Hold the phone, Sean!
Oh, that's right. Oh.
Pick the phone back up, you weirdo.
I'm sorry.
Sean, put the phone down.
Put the phone down. You look crazy.
Hold the phone.
Oh, I'm hold... Sean, give me that phone. I'll hold it.
Dutch, everything's falling apart. Come back. We don't know what to do without our producer.
Say, go. Nothing's coming out. My stomach just hurts.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I told you. You got to stick your fingers in there. All of them.
My fingers in my ass.
Why not?
Either that's run into a sharp edge of like a desk or something.
Getting some kind of a flu. All right. A couple people work out.
Ireland. They're Catholic, right? They don't believe in smishmortions.
Smishmortions?
A what?
Almost 800 babies and children were buried in a mass grave in Ireland near a home for unmarried mothers run by nuns, according to new research Wednesday, which throws more light on the Irish Catholic Church's troubled past.
Of abortions.
Death records suggest 796 children from newborns to 8-year-olds were deposited, that's a nice way of saying buried, in a grave near a Catholic-run home for unmarried mothers during the 35 years it operated from 1925 to 1961. Historian, she sounds awesome, Catherine Corliss, who made the discovery, says her study of death records for the... What a creep, by the way. That's her job?
Can you imagine finding... a septic tank of dead babies?
Yeah, under JJ Stoner's house.
Just trying to kill some babies, man.
Just trying to kill some dead babies, Brian.
That is possibly the worst thing you could ever discover.
You call Roto-Rooter?
I would be itching my skin for days. I would be terrified.
It's just some dead babies, man.
I'd be like, the babies are haunting me! And I'd just be flailing my arms all over the place.
Dead babies haunting your titties?
You can't get away from them!
St. Mary's home in Tuma County, Galway suggests that the former septic tank near the home was a mass grave.
Now I'm farting. This is Dutch's fault.
The septic tank, full to the brim with bones, was discovered in 1975 by locals when a concrete slab covering the tank broke up. Until now, locals believe that the bones mainly stemmed from the Great Irish Famine of the 1840s when hundreds of thousands perished.
I don't remember that.
Potato famine.
Oh.
St. Mary's, run by Bonds Socors Sisters, was one of several such mother and baby homes in the early 20th century Ireland. Thousands of unmarried pregnant women, labeled by the time as fallen women.
But that's because they were pushing them down the stairs to get the babies out.
Marie.
That's the best way to do it.
I don't think.
That's the best way to get rid of.
I don't think that's what they meant.
Oh.
We're sent to...
Are you sure?
Not 100%, no.
Okay.
But the doc's name is...
Fallen from the grace of God.
But the doctor's name...
Down some stairs.
Yeah, but the doctor's name is Martin, so who knows?
Do you have a minute to talk about the Lord Jesus Christ?
They fell down the stairway to heaven.
Stop knocking.
Are you... Do you have a moment?
We're sent to the homes to have their babies. The women were ostrich-sized.
Ostrich-sized women?
Ostrich-sized?
Yeah, they were ostrich-sized. Because
often found putting their heads underground when scared.
No, because I'll tell you why. They felt different. They felt weird like ostriches when they stick their head in dirt. Thank you, ostrich. ostrich-sized by the conservative Catholic society and were often forced to hand over their children for adoption. Health issues and problems associated with the homes have long been documented as far back as 1944. A government inspection report of the home describes some of the children as fragile, pot-bellied, and emaciated.
How do you get pot in your
belly?
That
makes you look like Macy Gray?
No.
Because I thought they all had like froze and stuff.
You ever seen all the?
I try to say goodbye and I choke.
I hope you choke on it someday.
Hate that song.
It's clear.
There's 800 babies down here. What?
I kind of like that version of it.
Too soon.
They recently discovered death records for St. Mary's show.
Death Row Records?
Death Row Records. Suge Knight was there. The show's 796 children died from malnutrition and infectious diseases such as tuberculosis and measles.
What are those?
The measles.
No, that's not a disease. Well, it might be. Conservative Catholics.
It's my disease.
It's a form of autism. Conservative Catholics teaching at the time denied children of unmarried parents baptism and therefore burial in consecrated lands.
Do they know from what years to what years that the majority of these abortion or whatever
they don't? They just say within a 35-year period from 1925 to 1961.
Okay,
so I mean from that time, that's what they're assuming from the records.
I didn't know if it was like a recent thing.
Archbishop of Dublin, Darmin Martin said that if a public
Darmin Martin.
I like that show. The Martin was hilarious. He's the man. Said that if the public inquiry into the mother and baby home sounds terrible, mother and baby homes in Ireland was not established, then a social history project was necessary. I hate projects. Martin also said he supports excavating what may be unmarked graves, probably shoeboxes, at this site. A junior mint government minister called for an inquiry to establish. And the issue is expected to be discussed at the cabinet or maybe
the
fridge.
Did you say a junior mint?
Yes, you caught it. Good catch.
So refreshing.
It's chocolatey on the outside and minty on the inside.
The development
is the perfect snack for movies.
The development is yet another damning disclosure of a church-run institution in Ireland following almost countless revelations of abuse, neglect, in Catholic-run schools or institutions in recent decades.
But what about all the good things the Catholic school did?
The Catholics are a piece of shit.
That's okay.
What about all the good things?
You have no proof of that.
What about all the good things, though?
Like what?
Cricket.
Kind of like the new pope.
Yeah, the sport cricket. May have been invented from them.
That was my
impression
from
beating babies in the head?
Well, to segue, I have another story here. I have a segue that I bought.
Why would you buy one of those?
I just want to ride around.
Because it's dirt cheap.
John, man, they're gonna skyrocket through the stock market. You should invest.
No, I'm not. I invested in your gator trap thing, and I lost like $1,000.
I was wrong. Like what?
Seven times!
You know what, Dutch? I invested in the booby mouse trap
thing,
and my boobs are now haunted by like three different mice. It's working, but now I'm frightened.
Yeah.
Tilt your camera up, by the way, Dutch. I don't want to just see your mouth. You're not fucking RoboCop.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I was leaning back because my stomach hurt and I couldn't see the screen.
Oh, really?
That's awesome. Like, would accept a Judge Dredd.
You have like gas pains or something?
Ass pains. This one's another. Speaking of ass pains, when is a priest not a priest? When he's molesting a child, diocese say in defense of a lawsuit.
Something you were against the Catholic Church this week.
These are just the stories that popped up. I'm not on a vendetta or anything.
Vendetta.
I just figured
a lot of lovely pictures. But
yes,
I liked it better than Matrix.
Okay. Chris Naples says something.
That says Nipples. His name is Chris Nipples.
His name is Naples. Not Chris Nipples. It's Naples.
You should say
is
Nipples.
Is it Naples?
Naples.
Just say Nipples.
Chris Titties says something Chris snapped titties. Inside him that January day.
That's saying she can't have bologna-sized nipples because you almost see anything else in those nipples.
Okay, I messed up one. I messed up one time.
I love that one.
Anyway.
Bologna-sized nipples because
That's saying she can't have bologna-sized nipples because you almost see anything else in those nipples.
That's fantastic.
I got tired at the end.
that was before I was even on the show because you were reading like my chat, I think.
Yeah.
That was so long ago.
Chris Brestises says something snapped inside him that January die. Day.
Die.
Die.
Die. Die. Die. January die.
That January die. Anyway,
the you have to address the story with an Australian accent. That's the new rule.
I don't want to.
If you fuck up, you have to talk like...
Good day, mate. I'll put another shrimp on the bar. I don't want to do that. The Burlington Coat Factory County man...
You're doing the bestest. Try.
No, I'm not.
He sounded like an Australian used car salesman.
That's not bad.
Why is everything a used car salesman to John?
How many used car salesmen have you encountered, John?
50,000.
This cup not ruin your nipples if it's up there. Well, nipples.
The Burlington County man sat in the gallery of the Delaware Supreme Court.
Now I have to poop.
Delaware. We're in Delaware.
Oh, look, we're in Delaware. Watching as a lawyer from the Diocese of Trenton told the justice that the Reverend Terrence McAlden was not on duty.
Or duty. She said duty.
What is the Diocese of Trenton?
It's a dice.
It's a dice game that you play in Jersey.
Things that Bruce Campbell had to battle with his chainsaw hand.
Really? That makes sense.
A diocese is a club for
pedophiles.
I mean,
meanwhile,
priests.
In the Diocese of Trenton.
Groovy.
Serving in his capacity as a priest when he allegedly molested Naples on a trip to Delaware in the 80s.
He molested nipples.
Which means he was probably molested.
What was he going to do in Delaware?
Probably molested a Kajagoogoo if it was in the 80s.
The other thing you can do in Delaware is go to Dover Downs or save on sales tax.
I was going to say, yep, no sales tax.
Too shy, McAlden don't come in my McAlden, who once headed the diocese youth group, had introduced himself.
That sounds so boring.
To Naples, it really does. At a church sponsored leadership retreat in Keyport.
Retreat.
He'd heard his confession, including.
I want to go to the diocese youth group, Daddy.
No,
no, you don't.
You really don't.
You're
he'd heard
play baseball. Damn it.
He'd heard
That's
his.
That's why you send your kids if you want to get them molested. Like you're like, I feel like it'll build character. I'm gonna send you to the Archdiocese of Trent.
My kid is remembering too many things. I need to get some repressed memories in there.
Yeah. He heard his confession, included him in private.
It's on the flyer.
Your kid remembering too much shit? Diocese youth group. He'll repress half his life.
including him in private masses, discussed matters of spirituality with him. Yet McAlden wasn't officially a priest when he took a teenager... teenager Naples to Delaware, the lawyer argued, how he determined when a priest is on and not on duty. One of the justices asked.
Well, when he's molesting, he's not on duty.
Really?
When he's absence of molesting, he's on duty.
That sucks. Because I feel that's not fair.
Why?
Because I feel like if you're a priest and you're molesting, you're a priest whether you're on duty or off duty, you shouldn't be molesting people.
Do you guys think that if they just allow the priest to actually get
molest
married
people?
That
oh.
this wouldn't happen?
I don't know, because people molesting kids and stuff isn't about not having sex. It's a lot of times about power. And
you don't hear about rabbis fucking kids left and right.
Right,
and,
because
and
they fuck them so good that they don't want to tell.
You're that big fat Jew hog.
That big fucking
Jewish
just
men have big dicks.
Big clip Jew dick.
That's how
you know that
poop.
For a fact. Dude?
I know that for a fact.
They got big. I heard they're thick. Is what their thing is.
They're like
it's like a hockey puck.
It's what? Like a traffic cone. It's
and then a traffic cone.
Shit. Does that mean I'm like half Jewish?
I don't know. Why?
I don't know. I've never
get
seen
it. He's got
dick.
A big one.
We got it.
Oh.
But if Coletta said he was Jewish, I wouldn't be surprised.
Oops. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, he's a lot of things, but Jewish isn't one of them.
No.
I wish I had a zipper sound effect. That would make more sense.
I wish you had a guinea pig sound effect.
How do we determine when a priest is not on duty? Well, replied the diocese lawyer,
sir.
You can determine a priest is not on duty when he is molesting a child, for example. A priest abusing a child is absolutely contrary to the pursuit of the master's business, to the work of the diocese. So as soon as you're molesting someone, you're off duty.
No, you don't know that.
You're off duty.
How do you know that's not towards the master's work?
And I'm pretty
Master
sure.
Remember, God knows everything that's going to happen, and
especially where
everything
he touched
that everything that does happen was approved by Him for your life because you needed that in your life.
Are you suggesting that God invented child molestation?
He invented everything.
He didn't stop it.
Yeah. No. Wow. Yeah, a lot of people do believe that every second of your life is predetermined.
Huh. So if
you
get
God wanted me to jerk off 10 times a day.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
He especially wanted that.
Actually, John, God wants you to masturbate 12 times
a
day.
As a matter of fact, God was the one who gave you the vision and foresight for you
and
to be
foreskin.
Able and foreskin.
Yep. Just jacking it.
Actually, John, God told me to tell you that you should start jerking off on this show right now.
And actually tried a small titted girl for once.
He did? Wait, but well actually, Dutch, I've actually dated small titted girls, but I have an obsession.
Yeah, they're called guys.
Look at her small boobs and yell boo.
Boo!
Boo!
I was saying Bautista.
Boo. Boo.
Garbage. Domino in the chat says at least the priests aren't killing the kids. That's the glass half full.
The statement on the statement one prong of the diocese argument that it should not be held responsible for the alleged assaults.
So okay, we all know that priests love touching little boys and girls. There's, I mean, that's,
give me 500 examples.
I'll give you a man of the midnight.
Okay, well that's a song.
I like what she did there.
Now,
you fucking idiot.
Am I?
Yes, you're an idiot.
I may be an idiot, but I'm also a big ABBA fan.
High five, Marie.
Thank you. So, obviously, everyone knows that they love touching the small children.
No.
Well, okay, it's been coming out for years.
Okay.
I'm coming all right,
we're past that point.
I want the world to know. He touched my bunghole.
Whoa.
Anyhow. Any hope I had that the church was concerned about me?
I had a point.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Would you wear a hat? No one will notice. Oh. Nailed you.
Got her.
Right here. High five.
I'm assuming the point of this article, as opposed to all the other articles and news stories about priests touching boys and girls, is that they're suggesting that, yeah, priests are going to do that, but they're not on duty.
Haters going to hate.
She said duty again.
So they're basically trying, and I see what Marie's saying, like, you know, this isn't our fault, you know, it didn't happen. It's like when people who get hurt on the job, but they're not actually at the office or the job site, so they don't have to pay for insurance, you know, that kind of thing. Well, they were on our premises, so it's not us.
That's a good fucking point, because I only work about 40 hours a week, and when I'm off the clock, I'm not really responsible for what
She's
I do
not
or not do.
Responsible at all.
No.
No.
Never.
Not responsible.
At all.
Completely irresponsible.
But I just don't understand why these priests aren't molesting more kids. It's obviously God's will that they molest kids if they keep continuing to get away with it.
Any hope I had that the church was concerned about me as a victim or about the conduct of priests was totally gone. Naples, now 42,
Nipples.
Said in a recent interview, they were washing their hands of it, I bet. I was shattered. I just couldn't believe that was one of their arguments.
Well, yeah, you got to get the blood and the poop off your hands.
Yeah, I get it. Shit dick. Saying church officials must be held accountable.
No,
I know. Yeah. Must be held accountable for their handling of McAlden. Naples has now filed a suit against the diocese in the Superior Court of Mercer County. Sounds fucking terrible. The lawsuit comes
you
after.
You sound uppity.
The lawsuit comes after the Delaware courts ruled Naples didn't have jurisdiction to sue the diocese in that state because he couldn't prove the trips were church sanctioned.
Hot.
Naples, what? These are fucking terrible.
These are just technicalities. I mean,
they weren't church sanctioned. Naples did win a $3 million judgment against that. Is that how much your butthole being fucked is worth? It's not bad.
I'd pay for that.
I'd pay for it. You would pay for it or you would.
Wait, Sean, what side of the story are you on?
Yeah, what side of the story are you on here, buddy?
Yeah, I think you misread.
The side where I get paid.
Okay.
But why would you say that
with another man?
Why would you say I'll pay for that?
Like you would pay to have butt sex. You would pay to fuck a kid.
No, his payment is his butthole.
I got it.
Like I'll pay with my butthole for that.
The sovereignty.
I saved it for you, Sean. I made it make sense.
No, you didn't.
Thank you.
The $3 million judgment.
Best wingman ever.
Individually in Delaware. Though he has yet to see a penny, he expects that he never will, saying that the priests have few assets. Yeah, bet. This has never
set of asses on them.
This has never been about the money. It's been about the hot children. It's about exposing him for the. It's about exposing him for the monster that he is.
Exposing yourself,
and it's
to the
about
children.
The transparency of the children's underwear in the diocese.
Oh, no.
Whoa!
Detail in this that I don't want to read. About.
I am reading. This
I hate when Royce
verbatim.
Reads stories because I never know when he's editorializing or what's actually there.
Verbatim.
Why don't
verbatim.
You know?
I've been better over the years, but it's just I still get thrown.
It's obvious the points where he editorialized it.
They
it's
knew.
Not obvious. You.
We're not talking about children's transparent panties. You dumb dumb.
Wait, they have those?
They knew about
children's transparent panties.
I would assume. That's a niche market.
They knew about McAlden and they could have done something.
I mean, I suppose it would help mothers to know if the diapers are dirty or not.
Maybe.
They knew about McAlden. They could have done something about it, like use lube, and then they did whatever.
See, that
other
was
diocese.
Dutch.
No, it wasn't. That's verbatim.
Read
I'm
it.
Looking
it's
at
right there. He's looking at the story. It's right
sorry,
there.
It's verbatim.
They kept it hush hush and paid a
and
behind
too
the
shy
scenes.
Shy.
So also verbatim.
Very funny.
Oh, what?
Also named as a defendant in the St. Theresa's Parish in Little Egg Harbor, where McAlden was named pastor in 1988. For 2 decades leading up to the appointment, he served as a director of the Catholic Youth Organization. That's a good buffet for him. The suit can be found here. Naples, who lives
just him?
With his wife and 2 children in New Gretna, first came forward to the diocese in 2007, alleging McAlden sexually abused him for more than a decade. That you deserve more than $3 million then.
Nuh-uh.
Wait.
At that point, he had a relationship.
He was 13. Right. If he was molested when he was 23, yeah, I feel like it doesn't count as...
They were dating. They were dating.
Gay sex with another gay person.
They were dating.
What happened? Like,
whoa. What happened, John? John?
I think he's yelling. Hold on.
Shut up.
Wait,
we're on the radio. We can't...
Yeah.
Shut up. I want to hear if Sean's killing...
Shut
John's
the fuck
killing
up.
He's screaming.
Shut up.
Sorry.
What happened?
What happened?
No, it's telemarketers fucking calling this goddamn fucking Stop house. Stop calling my fucking house!
You idiot! You should have given the hippo juice number. Tell him to call, you moron.
Oh,
next time do that.
Up, John.
It was my fault because when you start cursing, that's when they hang up.
No, but next time be like, hey, do me a favor, call me on my landline and give them the hippo juice number. Perfect.
Next time.
We'll deal with
next
them
time.
For
next
you.
Time.
Next time.
I'll do it next time.
All right. Good job, John.
Since 2 other men have... Warlife Radio! Seriously?
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48. At adamandeve.com.
If you're sick and tired of getting pro wrestling only after it's gone through the PG filter, then it's time you were introduced to Combat Zone Wrestling. Celebrating 15 years of ultra violence, Combat Zone Wrestling will give you all the high stakes, high flying, and hard hitting pro wrestling you can handle. Check out their live event schedule, get information on their next iPay-per-view, skim the roster, or shop for CZW merch right now at czwrestling.com. That's czwrestling.com. No dance segments, no endless talk of downloading apps, just wrestling. Combat Zone Wrestling, the ultra violent underground.
The Cousin Joe Show.
Chronic burping leaves Venice Man confounded and embarrassed.
Hello, my name is Ron Johnson. I'm 58 years old. I live in Venice, Florida, and today's date is May 19th, 2014. Hadn't been able to get a job.
I wonder why.
2012.
Why did you catch her?
He wasn't Hello, able sir. To get a job since
Can
2012.
Can I help you?
What do you mean I can't work here? What's the problem?
Do you like fries with it?
I have actually registered with the state. I have a severe problem with... And I'd really love to be your janitor during the day if I can get the job.
Now, kids, the significance of the War of 1812 was that...
Welcome to Outback. Some of our specials include...
please welcome your next comic, Ron Johnson. Hey, I just flew out here, and boy, are my...
He's hoping someone will see this video and be inspired to help, John.
Somebody will be inspired to help. Somebody will watch the video and go, wait a minute, this fella can't stop burping. God bless you, sir. I'm going to donate some money. God bless you, sir. I'm going to donate some money. And we're going to, God bless you, sir. We're going to donate some money, and we're going to do our very best to get you in front of the best doctors that there are, because, God bless you, sir. We're going to put you in front of the best GI doctors that there are, because there's nothing that can help a person like, Sir? Oh, God bless you out of both ends.
Tune in to the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night, 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
You know the way at the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
We'll name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do in Swedish.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Birdie birdie.
And to the Italians.
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy. Okay.
To the Mexicans.
Hey man.
Spain. Singapore.
Amazing.
Australians.
Crocodile Dundalk. No. A big loop are you?
No, that sounds like Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slag off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap. Radio Meltdown.
I literally think I got an Instagram. I think I posted one, possibly two photos, and I haven't touched the same.
Both of beer.
No, actually, one of them was of...
his I know balls.
It never ends.
Talk Radio Meltdown every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, you feel classy on Monday nights?
Welcome to the slit party.
Yes!
Well, okay, maybe not. Listen to Marianne.
Oh my god, I would take the shits over throwing up anytime.
And Kitty.
Yeah, and you know what I like doing is sucking the cream out.
Wait, what the hell is this show about?
That's a bad vagina.
And I'm supposed to listen to this train wreck. Why?
Their show is so funny. Oh my god.
Well, if you say so, Kitty. So, when am I supposed to tune in?
How about, like, a Monday night at 9?
Okay, sounds good. Anything else I should know?
Better out through the mouth than the butt, right?
I think I'd rather have it out through the butt.
God, they don't pay me enough to do this goddamn shit.
Daytime Divas, Monday, 9 to 11 Eastern, only on More Like Radio.
Penis, 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 penis. Penis.
Mr. Turtle, how many...
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio. Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio.
Yeah! That's Carl. He's bringing some party supplies for the festival. Hey,
cool. Energy.
What's that?
It's an energy thing.
Oh, that's more energy. It's a total energy thing.
Yeah, it's an energy thing.
What's up, Duke?
Ew, you smell.
Thank you.
Hey, man, where's your ex-girlfriend? Molly?
What? No, I don't know Molly.
I think he's talking about Molly, the drug. It's like ecstasy, but...
Yeah.
It's like different somehow, no one knows?
No, I think I know Blake a little bit better than you, Adam, and I think he's talking about a chick named Molly,
right? Oh, no,
I'm
talking about the drug. I want drugs, give them to me. That's what you're here for, bud.
Yeah, of course, I have that, Molly. Right here, man.
Oh, all right.
Yo, so you're going to a rave, huh?
Oh, you cannot join us, though.
All right, look, if you want the Molly, okay, then you need to chant the raver's prayer with me. Okay, ready? And here we go. We are one massive tribal village. Say it with me. That transcends man-made law.
Dude, can I just get the stuff? I'll give you this popsicle, man. Your dead eye's been looking at me the whole time.
Yeah, I feel like that's a good deal. Yeah. All right,
cool.
You go.
Cool. And there you go.
Come on.
La 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 la. There you go, you dirty bitch.
Back live on Hippo Juice. Number to call in is 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice on Twitter or Facebook to get in contact with the show via social media.
What's that?
I don't know.
Nobody knows.
No one knows.
I love these wobbles, bro.
These are some fat wobbles,
I'm liking the wobbles.
Fat ass wobbles. So we're going to do something a little... Well, Maria, I guess you should explain. A little different.
We're going to play a game.
We're playing a game. Dutch, you like games. And actually, Adi brought this game to our attention. And we played it we played it here in the house. And we realized this is perfect. So let's bring it to the show. What's it called, Maria? It has a funny name.
It's called Cocology?
Yep.
Cocology?
Cockology.
No. Cockology?
Cocology. Cocology. The O is long.
Coco.
Cockology.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, essentially, everybody, including listeners, get a pen
and
paper.
So get a pen and paper or open notepad on your computer, or if you're driving, just use your memory.
We're going to tell a story.
Also, drive into a tree.
We're going to tell a story.
Do that too.
We're going to ask a couple of questions.
So
we're going to read a story.
John, are you ready? Do you have a pen
and
paper?
Shut up!
Shut up. Do you have a pen and paper? Okay, go ahead.
Pen and paper, everyone. I'm going to tell a story. I'm going to ask a couple questions. You answer the first thing that comes into your head. Try not to think about it too hard. And then after we're done answering a couple of questions, we're going to read the explanation of what you just answered and what it really means.
What it really means. So we're gonna do a little psychology here.
It's a little psychology test. Juice, so. It's very fun.
Okay, so what's the name of this one, Marie?
All right, this story is called The Stolen Berries.
Okay.
Everyone likes a nice person, and most of us try to be good in our own lives. Why is it then... That why are you laughing?
Nothing.
All right. Why is it
everything
then
you've said is true so far?
Yes. Why is it then that there are so few people in the world who are good all the time? As hard as you may try, there are always those rotten days and moments of weakness where it just feels better to be bad. Whether that takes the form of driving too fast on the highway, cheating on a test, or liberating a box of pens from the office, we've all done things we can't be proud of or justify. The key to becoming a truly good person in this is in accepting the bad parts of your own personality and admitting that you're not perfect.
Okay.
Not trying to act like a saint while the devil on your shoulder whispers in your ear. We all succumb to the temptation sometimes. But in the next scenario, you might just get caught. Would you like me to play along? Because it's going to be
no, hard. Don't play along. Okay. Use the reading.
All right. Number one. Everyone, pen and paper's out.
Okay.
Notepad open.
Yes. Okay. On a stroll through the countryside, you come across a field of delicious-looking strawberries. Your stomach starts to rumble, and there's no one else around. Only a fence stands between you and a free lunch. How high is that fence?
How high is that fence? Okay.
Everyone write down how high you think that strawberry fence is.
All right. Okay. I am set, and now I'm hungry for strawberries.
Excellent.
My answer here. Okay, go ahead, Marie. I think everyone...
All right.
Go ahead.
I'm good to go.
Number two. You sneak into the garden and begin to help yourself to the fruit. How many berries do you eat? People in the chat, feel free to write your answers down if you like.
All right. Boom. No. Let them... Keep it personal. I don't want anyone being influenced.
Okay.
All right.
Sexually influenced.
What's the next one?
Number three. Suddenly, the farmer whose berries you're stealing appears out of nowhere and starts yelling at you. What do you say in your own defense?
Marie, you gotta... I hate that air.
Okay.
Yeah, you gotta you know... Or swallow
and
your
Dutch
mic
stopped
or something.
The music, so...
Yeah, because he's an ass.
Keep up with that? Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't want me to die.
Okay, next.
Thank you. And the last question, after all is said and done, how did the berries taste? And looking back, how did you feel after your berry stealing adventure was over? Did you feel happy, sad, confused, aroused? You want to do it again?
I am sad. Has everyone answered?
Wait, yes. That last one, yes. Was that a two-parter?
Yes.
After all is said and done, how did they taste? And looking back, how did you feel?
Okay.
After it was all over.
All right, Maria, what does this mean?
All right, everyone look back at your answers as I read along to the summary of what you just explained to yourself.
Okay.
The key to the stolen berries.
Okay.
Strawberries, seductively juicy and red, are a common symbol of sexual attraction and desire.
Mm.
The way you envision this scenario helps us to understand your attitude towards forbidden romance and stolen love.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, is this just like... Okay, now it makes sense.
Now you're going
to
like it.
All right, now I'm going to give explanations. I'm going to give explanations, and one after another, we're going to go around the room, and you guys are going to read out your answers, okay?
Yeah.
Number one.
It's a perfect song for
the me. Height of the fence you imagined around the field is a measure of your own level of self-control and resistance to sexual temptation. The higher the fence, the greater your own defenses. People who imagined a total enclosure exercise admirable restraint. Those of you who said it was a string tied around some bean poles about the knee high run a higher than average risk of getting burned by the flames of love. Okay. Royce, what did you say?
I said no fence or a very small fence if there had to be one.
Sean?
I said that it was probably pretty much a standard 4 foot high fence, just high enough to be jumped right over.
D?
I said like 3 feet white picket.
And Dutch?
I said a 3 foot white fence.
We had the same one.
Yeah.
Oh, your sexual defenses are the same.
Oh, no.
Where's John? Is so he masturbating already?
Oh, yeah, John.
John, are you masturbating? Yeah. Oh, okay.
No. But
what was your answer?
See if anyone's noticed I was.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we get it. You need attention. We got it.
John, I love you.
No, we all feel bad for you. What's your answer?
You saved the 3 feet. For last.
3 feet. See, everyone did 3 feet. So you're
no
one has
picturing the same feet.
No one is very high.
I'm not imagining anything higher than that protecting strawberries.
Yeah. Okay, what's the next one, Ray?
Unless if it's the Jew.
Yeah, because if you're going to be putting anything, if you're putting up like prison yard type gates, then it's like, all right, this guy really likes strawberries.
16 feet high.
All right, number two. The number of berries you said you would steal is the number of people you can believe yourself in love or lust with at any given time. if you said you'd quit after eating just one, you're likely to be faithful in your own love life as well. Or as a devoted serial monogamist. Those of you who got into the double digits may need to think seriously about applying the brakes on your libido. No one can keep that pace up forever.
Okay.
Royce.
I said all of them because I can.
Sean?
I said all them motherfuckers.
Right, that's another one right up top.
D?
I eat a few and then I grab as many as I can hold.
Jesus.
Oh, no.
Well, I'm stealing. So.
Well, I'm stealing.
Joel?
I said 17 because that's about the amount that I would get before I got sick of them.
That sounds exactly like Dutch. Wow.
John, how many?
Ooh, eerie, John.
Well, because the question was, or I guess the story was you were hungry. So, I mean, if I'm trying to, like, I guess, like.
Just answer.
Stop
just
my.
Answer!
Four berries.
Four berries.
Oh, that's admirable.
You'd be a loyal, faithful guy according to this thing.
John, you're a good guy.
Good job.
Yeah, but I don't have anybody.
Okay.
Dutch is the asshole.
You have
17. Goddamn.
Strawberries. Go ahead.
You guys said all of them.
Yeah, Roy said all of the berries.
Shit,
how
this.
Do you know the farm was only one bush?
Yeah.
He decimated this dude's farm.
Fuck so? His farm. Fuck this guy.
It's true. You did, Royce. Oh, you're an asshole.
You want to fuck him too?
Yeah, why not?
Maybe.
All right, number three.
Eight Vikings.
Is he hot?
Doesn't matter.
Number three, the excuses you made to the farmer represent the way you'd defend yourself if you got caught having an affair. What was your excuse?
My turn?
Oh, my God.
Me?
Royce, yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Fuck you, bro. No one owns fruit.
Sean, what was your excuse?
Go fuck yourself, you hillbilly prick.
All right. D, what was your excuse?
Sorry, they're my favorite.
Oh. All of them?
All of them.
Dutch?
Sorry, I turned my mic down because I was coughing. I have to take a shit.
That's a terrible said? Excuse.
That's your answer?
That's all I would say, and then I would run away.
All right.
Just imagine myself, him going, what are you doing out here, boy? I have to shit, and then run.
That's fantastic.
Because he would be so confused, it would take him at least 10 seconds to get his bearings to chase me. So.
That is exactly how you would handle having 17 women.
Cheating on, that you cheated
I have
on.
To shit and then run, yeah.
You wouldn't even defend yourself, you just
wouldn't
run away immediately.
It. Nope, you're like, you caught me, I have
yeah,
to
that's
shit,
why they call him Shit and Run Van Wingerden.
What? Oh my God. And John,
Van Rockstar.
John, what was your excuse?
These berries are good. You want some?
But they're his.
Yeah, that's like John. Like if he gets caught, be like, hey, there's room in the bed for all of us, you know?
It's adorable.
Okay.
All right. And the last one. The way you describe the experience and the taste of the berries gives an indication of how you imagine yourself feeling when looking back on the past affair. Actually, they didn't taste as good as they looked. The whole thing wasn't really even worth the effort. All too true for most affairs. Chalk it up to experience and put it behind you. So sweet, so juicy, delicious. Whoops. I've never tasted anything like it. Let's just say you're addicted to love.
Okay.
Or
you might as well face
the berries.
Addicted to love. Might as well face it. You're addicted to love.
And that's you. and I feel that you're mine. Sorry.
All right, Royce, what was your
answer?
He's
single, folks.
What was your answer, Royce?
Oh, my answer, delicious. I felt fine and I was very happy.
Sean?
I said that they were delicious and I was ultimately satisfied.
D?
So good. Best berries ever. I feel a little bad for stealing, but not that bad.
Joel?
I said they tasted tart because I just every time I've ever had berries in the wild, they taste tart. And I said I felt silly.
Oh.
John, how'd you feel?
Sweet and tasty, and I felt better, so I can continue my adventure.
John was a sweet boy.
Yeah, he really
Hold on, we have a caller. Let me add the caller to the group.
Hi, caller. Who's this?
Hey, it's Lady Trucker.
Hey, Lady Trucker.
Of course it is. Bye, Lady Trucker.
Why are you doing that?
Bam! Because she's so annoying.
She's a great caller. Why? You guys are so mean to her.
Hashtag like fuck that. Kevin Dutch. Remember that? Mr. Meanie Pants. Don't start telling me people are mean.
Do you guys want to do another one?
I didn't start that hashtag. You started
Well, I mean, you
Dutch,
did emotionally.
So
no, we can
do another one. What are you talking about?
I mean, I know you're addicted to love.
It didn't take that long. We got plenty of time. I don't see why we can't do another one. Maybe two.
What are you, Royce? Hold on a second. What?
Addicted to, because we were talking about, we were singing
Addicted
to Love earlier.
Might as well face it, bro.
So what I did was I pulled up the song we were all singing.
I'm talking about the whole fuck Kevin thing. I didn't start that.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. Dutch is sensitive today. I'm just kidding, Dutch. Don't be upset.
Sensitive. My stomach just hurts.
Yeah, your stomach is sensitive.
You have to poop.
Yeah, you have poop on your brain. That's fine.
I still haven't done it yet.
You have poop brain.
What's wrong,
buddy? How great is that music video, though, by the way?
It is amazing. But what did
Dude, do you think... Okay, like my question about those music videos is, like, did he have sex with any or all of those women?
I doubt it.
And were their instruments plugged in?
I found a short one.
Seconds.
Okay, we'll do a short. Let's do a short one. I'm going to read this one. I want to read this one.
Actually, I like this, by the way. What's it called?
It's called Cockology, K-O-K-O-L-O-G-Y.
Well, we got to give it a more fun name for
the Game of Self-Discovery.
Okay, what should we call it for the show then?
We should call it...
Hippocock.
Butt Sex Adventures.
Mm-hmm. Hippocock and Butt Sex Adventures. Let's try to go not sexual.
Amazing, okay. Awesome, fun time.
With anal.
It's too wordy. Okay, you're doing the sexual thing again.
Hey, just keep, yeah.
And it's very wordy.
All right.
Figuring out Hippo Juice's sexual tendencies bit.
With anal.
What's the acronym of that, though?
Wait. WTF. Work time fun.
I like it. You know what? I like it. It's so corny that I want to kiss Sean on the mouth.
What about penis touchers?
No.
It has nothing to do with it, Sean. Or Sean.
Royce, next one.
Okay, next one. It's called Spreading Your Wings.
Or my butthole, as I like to call it.
In times of stress and frustration, it's normal and natural for people to want to shed their troubles and leave the world behind. Think about it. When you love someone who doesn't love you back or things just aren't going your way at work, sometimes it's an easier solution is to get as far away as possible until the feeling fades. Getting away gives you the chance.
Or do what I do, and when you fall in love with a girl, annoy the shit out of her, hoping that she's actually going to turn around and love you.
We miss you.
I was a faggot when I was a kid.
We miss you, Kelly. Getting away gives the chance to free your mind.
Dude,
and I'm just kidding. That's a joke.
Come on, man.
That was a throwaway.
Come on, man.
Getting away gives you the chance to free your mind and doing things you want to do. But as much as we'd like to drop everything and walk out the door, it's easier to dream about than to do. Maybe that's what makes us turn to the heavens for relief. We all just want a chance to fly and be free. Number one, you have decided to try skydiving and are getting ready to make your first jump. You watch other skydivers free falling through the air as you stand on the ground waiting your turn. What is going through your mind? This segment is brought to you by, I don't know, the Amazon link. How about that? At the bottom of morelikeradio.com.
You see there's a little thing down there, a banner.
Yeah, so just do that.
And you click on it for anything that you need from Amazon.com.
Okay, is everyone done? Everyone done? Okay. Number two, your turn arrives and you ready yourself at the plane, and the plane climbs to 10,000 feet. Without looking back, you stand at the open doorway and step into space. What do you scream on your way down? What do you scream on your way down? A new car!
Thank you for playing.
Okay, number three. You've landed safely and are hauling in your chute when you see an instructor approaching and calling out to you. What is the instructor saying?
Wait, what'd you say?
Reread the question again.
You've landed safely and are hauling in your chute when you see an instructor approaching and calling out to you. What is the instructor saying? What is the instructor saying?
I already wrote it down.
The password is nipple.
Oh.
All right.
Nipples.
Key to spreading your wings.
Butthole.
Did you enjoy your little walk in the clouds? Answer. Did you?
Of course.
I'm asking
I did.
A question.
Yes, I did.
Okay, good. The pure adrenaline rush of skydiving adventure relates to physical thrills of a different sort. The thrill of sex.
What?
The things you said about your parachuting experience actually describe your approach to lovemaking.
Sweet.
Wait, so there's only three questions?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number one.
I'm glad you caught that.
The way you felt as you waited your turn provides a measure of your own level of sexual desire. This is going to be fun. I can't wait. Sometimes it just feels right. I don't know if I could go through with this. If you're not sure you're ready, maybe you can have a deep conversation and cuddle by the fire. What did you guys write? Number one.
You call us out by name.
Sean.
I wrote, this looks incredibly fun.
All right. All right. Marie?
I said, no, scared, no, too high, no, too high.
John?
I heard that.
Head rush and high rate of heartbeat.
Dutch?
I wonder if I can fuck in the air.
Oh, I mean,
hot.
Dutch. I didn't know what it was going to be. That was maybe my first thought. It's the first thing that came to my mind.
All right. D?
I'm nervous but excited. I hope I don't die.
The words you shouted on the way down are what you would say at the peak of your excitement. What did you say? Peak of your excitement, meaning when you're orgasming. Sean.
See, I wrote nothing because there is no sound in space.
You're not in space.
You're not in space. You're only 10,000 feet up.
Fuck. Yeah, but there's no sound in space.
Oh, he's so dumb.
All right, John.
Cowabunga!
It's like fucking a Ninja Turtle.
What the hell?
Hot.
Marie?
I said, holy fuck, oh my god, no, yes, oh, awesome, no, scary, no, awesome!
I said almost the same thing.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, it sounds right. Dutch?
I just said
oh
this.
Oh my god!
I literally had this guy in my
head. Oh my god!
In my head.
Tornado!
Oh wait.
D, what did you say?
Oh, fuck. Yes. No. Ah, fuck. Shit. This is awesome.
Okay. Number three. The words the instructor said to you are what you imagine your partner saying after sex.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Sean.
I wrote down, that was a great dive.
All right. Not bad. Not bad. John.
I eat vagina.
I get it.
Oh.
John.
Dude, quite a head rush, huh, bro?
Did you fucking a guy?
Because I'm assuming that the instructor is a dude and he's like, yo, what's up, bruh? Gonna drop high outs, man.
But
John's right.
Sounds like a guy I'd fuck.
Marie?
I said, you did the best job I've ever seen a first timer do.
Whoa.
And we have the chat room has answered some of them. Existence says, sorry, bro, gets kicked in the nuts. And Domino says, hey, bro, and gives me a high five.
See, so they're on the same wavelength as me.
Right. Gay.
All gay.
They're all gay.
Okay, yeah. You name one female skydiving instructor.
Royce, you
they're
Dutch.
All dudes. Oh,
I haven't got, hold on. I was going to go to Dutch. Oh. Give me a second. I wanted to do the listeners, you know. Sorry.
So how about you repeat what the...
Yeah, it's not all about
number
Dutch.
Number three, the words the instructor said to you are what you imagine your partner saying after sex. Dutch?
You're folding your chute up wrong.
That makes sense.
You're doing it wrong!
Dutch has sex problems.
He's a fantastic.
Really, really does.
This is fun.
So much fun.
Yeah, I mean, we could move on if you want. Sorry, Dee, go ahead.
Great job. Want to do it again.
Womp.
So.
Okay.
Womp.
Womp.
Why was...
Multiple
the only
orgasms.
One who's thinking like, okay, this is how we put the shoe...
Sorry. I don't know. I could be, yeah. Whatever.
That's why it's fun, because it's open answer. Yeah, you do. That's why it's fun.
That's why I like playing Cards Against Humanity.
Do we have Do we have time for one more?
Yeah.
Maybe make Sean read one, Royce?
You can I'm trying to find one for him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Find it faster.
Yeah, do that. Faster.
I'm sorry. I think enough people here can fucking improv for a second.
Well, that's what we're doing, but you're taking doing way too long.
Oh, yeah. By the way, while we were doing that last bit, baby camel!
Baby camel?
I saw it. I saw the baby camel in the chat.
It happened.
I don't get it.
There was a baby camel in the chat.
Yeah, in the chat room.
Well, Dutch,
were you?
He
was in work release jail.
Were you in work release jail?
I think so.
Yes, I was in work release jail prison thing.
Oh, okay. Well, one of the things that happened while you were in work release jail is I went crazy over baby camels, and so now every time someone posts a picture of a baby camel, I have to yell it.
All right, I got one for Sean here.
But I don't like these kids.
All right, this one's called Make a Wish, Sean.
You can't have everything.
Yeah, I can.
Yes, I can.
That may seem like a statement of the obvious, but it's surprising how many people seem to forget the fact when making their decisions. Something in human nature refuses to accept that universal rule. We want to believe we can have it all, if only because it makes for a pleasant fantasy. You can dream what you like, but even if you were the wealthiest person on the planet, there would be some things your money couldn't buy. The secret to true contentment lies not in trying to satisfy every craving or desire, but in learning to be satisfied with the things you have. That is a reality of sharing the world with others. But what if it weren't so? Imagine that you have discovered a magical lamp. A genie appears when you rub it and offers to grant you a single wish in return for setting it free. You can wish for anything in the world you want, with the standard wish granter stipulation of no wishing for more wishes. What do you wish for?
Is that question number one?
That's only one question for this
one.
This is a short one.
Oh, it's the only one.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you wish for?
What do you wish for? Oh, shit.
Fuck. The wish ones are always hard for me.
Because there's so many. Because I change my answer every other month.
Yeah.
Like your tampons.
I don't know. So this is really difficult, right?
One wish.
All right, you know what? No, the point was is we're supposed to go with the first thing that comes to our head, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So go, write it down.
Okay, go.
Okay. I'm done. My wish is pretty simple.
Yeah, we're doing a good job.
I wish for the finer things in life.
Okay, the key, please.
All right. The things we wish for are things we think we want most from life, but more specifically, they are things we think we cannot obtain by ourselves. The thing you wished for is something you hope to
receive. Existence says we should wish for more talent.
That is just mean.
That's hurtful for no reason.
Dennis, I'd like you to go ahead.
True, but just mean.
It
just
is accurate. It's very accurate.
Very accurate. But
and he's right.
It's like walking up to somebody who has a dead eye and say, hey, look at your dead eye.
There's nothing wrong with that weird eye.
Dennis, if you could go ahead and ban that IP address for me, I'd appreciate it.
No, do not ban. I leave him in the room. I like existence. He tells it like it is.
The thing
it's
you
probably
wished,
African.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead.
The thing you wished for. It's something that you hope to receive from someone else and corresponds to what you want most from your partner.
Well, that's not even right.
Did you ask for fabulous riches or treasure? That wish may someday come true, but many find in acquiring wealth by attaching themselves to another that they are forced to give up something much more valuable than they could ever hope to gain. Or was your wish for something more intangible, such as limitless power, stunning beauty, or sheer physical pleasure? Reflect on the ways you go about seeking a lover. You may find out too late that pleasure fades, beauty withers, and power corrupts. Those who wish for wisdom or contentment are already well on the way to finding those wishes come true. The key is only to stop looking for those things to be given you.
That's lame. I already have wisdom.
And to discover them.
Yeah, I'm already fucking super smart.
Well, Royce was the one who picked this boring ass
Okay,
shit.
No, okay, my answer was I would wish for $100 billion and then buy a gold-plated hot tub.
Nice.
See, that's a dumb wish. See,
that's not! You don't judge my wish! My wish is fine! There's nothing fucking wrong with my wish!
Yours
is a dumb wish!
I wish...
Dumb!
...that I was a...
Whoa, you're so dumb!
I wished that I would be a CEO of a major tech company, so I'd be a tech tycoon. That way, I'm constantly raking in my $1 billion.
But
that's also stupid.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty stupid.
Both of you
stupid.
Or just the ego.
If I'm a tech tycoon, I can have a
with
huge
one wish. That's what you
house.
Wish for.
Dutch, what
I
do you wanna
wish? Be a, I want to be the next Facebook Zuckerberg.
Dutch, what do you wish for?
I wished for, I wished for Gambit's abilities.
Good. Good.
Gambit?
Yeah,
Gambit is my favorite X-Men. X-Men.
Gambit? So you can create kinetic energy from touching stuff?
By touching things, I can make
you're
it.
You're like, you're five. You're 5 years old.
Gambit?
I have an imagination.
All right.
This cup has
unlike
potential
you,
so energy
so in
it.
So Dutch wants a lover who can give him superpowers?
Yes.
Essentially, yeah.
D, what did you say?
Gambit!
I said love and happiness.
Aww.
I wanted them. I'm so lonely.
I'm so lonely.
John, what did you say?
I wish to have the power to change physical features on people.
Like their boobs.
On yourself, but on others?
No, but like when I meant people, like I had to be...
You guys
like,
know what that means, right?
He's making everybody's boobs bigger!
Yay, boobs!
But
everybody gets double D titties!
But when I say people, I'm like telling the genie, like I can change it for myself, too.
Okay.
Like I can like make
you can
myself
just change
taller.
Others physically. That's the weirdest wish I've ever heard.
Like I can change my features. I can change people's features around me.
All right. Well,
I like Domino's answer in the chat. I didn't wish for money because it's a dangerous wish, and I don't trust genies. So I wish for good health, and for me and everyone I know, I'm just paranoid of genies that fuck you over.
I don't like. You're right, dude. You're right. Genies are dicks.
Genies are fucking dicks.
Someone
He's
needs
right.
to bring that up. No
I
one's brought that
just
up.
Assumes that all genies are blue guys.
Are they not?
This one would have been better.
And he's like racist towards blue people.
What I wow.
What wow.
What I now.
You're so bad.
Oh no.
Wow!
Oh my! Bow, bow. Your friends do
See,
this.
See, I Sorry. Told you guys, it's the yes. blue ones. The blue ones are the good ones.
No, she didn't color code them.
Yeah, but somehow the blue ones are the good ones.
No, they're not color coded though. They're just stickers.
They're just stickers.
We just bookmarked the ones that were open answer, Sean.
So anyway, we'll do more of these.
I kind of like that.
Not today, but we'll do more.
We should make that like a feature.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that. Maybe not every week. Maybe every other week.
Maybe you'll learn a little bit more about yourselves in the process.
Yeah, guys, that's what we're here for. You're welcome.
Like what did Dutch wants to be Gambit?
Dutch, what did you learn?
That he wants to be Gambit.
I learned that apparently I assume that after sex I'm supposed to be wrapping up sleeping bags.
he learned
properly.
He learned.
And I still stand by my Gambit answer, by the way.
I learned that I really like strawberries.
I learned that John is a sweet, sweet lover.
He is. Very sweet, compassionate.
He's a sensitive guy. Hear that, ladies? I'm a sweet, sweet lover.
In the butt.
He'll stick to only four ladies.
He will accidentally finger your butt and drive your car into your garage. That'll happen if you wanted to. Only if you wanted to.
I didn't learn anything new, but I did let the world know that I am, one, good at sex, and two, very lonely. So... just putting that out there.
She's doing good.
Fellas, for you guys listening, layman's terms, she's loose.
Hey.
In fine. The goose.
All right. Well, since D has the mic now, what is Slender Man? You want to explain? You want to read that, D? You know about Slender Man, so.
No, you hate it.
Holy
hate
shit.
Oh, guys,
Slender
stop it.
So
I think I put on a few pounds.
Slender Man is really creepy, and he's been creeping
Shut
up,
Dutch.
Forever.
Especially the YouTube web series called Marble Hornets, based on Slender Man.
What are we talking about?
What is Slender Man?
All right, D, read the story, please.
Okay. Ew. That's
what
eerie.
Is Slender Man? Internet horror character is said to inspire girls stabbing.
Dunk, dunk, dunk.
One 12-year-old girl is recovering from 19 stab wounds.
Why'd you laugh?
Stop it, Kitty.
Because it's an inordinate amount of stab
wounds.
My son
and my cat are fighting each other right
Who's
now.
Winning? Who's winning?
I don't know what to do.
Who's winning? I don't know who's going to... I wouldn't even know who won that fight.
Well, the cat doesn't have claws, so...
Smash! Smash!
Oops.
Whoa.
Didn't hit that button.
All right. One 12-year-old girl is recovering from 19 stab wounds. Two others, her classmates from school, are facing first-degree attempted homicide charges as adults in Wisconsin's Waukesha County Circuit Court. But among the biggest questions people are asking in wake of the horrific story is who's Slender Man?
Slender Man.
Wait, so a first grader, two first graders stabbed another first grader?
12-year-old.
So what is that? Eighth?
Yeah,
it's middle school.
Somewhere around there.
Right now, the obscure.
Right, you're gonna have to read this.
Right now, the obscure internet horror character is said to be at the center of the 2 12-year-olds' allegedly carefully plotted stabbing attack. I'm sorry, but 19 times is so much.
Why?
Slender Man, or by the way, post some pictures of Slender Man. Uh oh. That was funny. That was fucking funny.
I saw something happening in slow motion too. I kind of
nailed
saw him, like,
it. That was funny. That was really good.
Oh, no, I don't like it. No, I don't like it.
He's awesome.
No, I don't like it.
He's so fucking creepy, dude.
No, I don't like it.
You talking about the kid or Slender Man?
Slender Man.
Both? Can it be both?
He looks like Sean.
Whoa.
Slender Man, he does. But among the biggest questions people are asking, oh, I read that. Slender Man, or is the Slender Man, first showed up on the website Something Awful in 2009 during a Photoshop contest. The character is often depicted as a slim, faceless man in a suit and tie, and sometimes with tentacles.
What?
The Atlanta Journal.
I'll be in my suit and tie.
The creature sprung from the active minds of Eric.
And then Jay-Z shows up and ruins everything.
She nailed it. No, she had a valid point. Jay-Z ruins all of Justin Timberlake's songs, and it pisses me the fuck off.
It really is annoying.
I'm sorry, it's
fucking annoying.
I'm sorry. Slender Man, go.
JT's your guy.
I love
JT. It's not even JT, and also they ruins for all songs too. And
no, JT
terrible.
Is my fucking dude, bro. That is, I love me some JT.
You guys don't like Jay-Z? Come on.
No, JT.
No, hold on. Listen to Jay-Z lately. He's getting so cocky now that when he goes on songs, they have to change the beat for him.
I never liked him to begin with.
The creature sprung from the active minds of Eric
Not a fan.
Knudsen, who is known on Something Awful as whatever. The newspaper notes at the time, however, Knudsen didn't the creature would take off. Some people had joked in a thread, wouldn't it be funny if this ended up on Paranormal website? That's exactly what happened. Soon, Slender Man was showing up all over the web from sketches to homemade films.
What?
An unanswered question.
Okay, so it's something that went viral. Now, how does this relate to kids killing each other?
Well, Dutch, I'm glad you asked.
Glad you let him finish
reading. I'm just reiterating for listeners who might have gotten lost.
I know, and I'm screaming at you because I like it. Then the two girls allegedly took their friend, also 12, into the woods, parked in southeastern Wisconsin, and distracted her with a game of hide and seek. The Washington Post wrote, one girl told her, go ballistic, go crazy, the complaint said. That's when the two allegedly stabbed the friend 19 times. The victim was able to crawl out of the woods and the road. Please help me, whatever. It says here But I'm trying. She said, "I believe what it says here that the girl said that Slender Man was talking to them in their head, and telling them to do it."
Well, why wouldn't he?
Well, I mean,
this is the same validity as a fucking West Memphis 3. A newspaper actually went with this and printed it as a story.
CNN.
Oh my god.
CNN. Is CNN not a good source?
Are they? They are a shitty.
The
news
fact
organization.
They would even. It's just dumb.
If convicted as adults, each girl faces 60 years in prison.
That's it?
Wow.
And bail is set at $500,000 each. However, attorneys are attempting to move the case to juvenile court because he's not really working right now. And some media outlets are.
No. I see what you did
take
there.
Take it to court.
No. Not juvenile.
Y'all bitches rise.
Try them as adults.
Okay. Follow me here. Juvenile, right?
Uh-huh.
Going
to jail, huh?
In Spanish, that's jovens, right?
No. You hove. You're thinking of hove. Jay-Z again.
He's ruining my whole life.
Rockefeller.
My whole life, he's ruining it.
This just in from the chat. Dom says he's the bald dude from Fringe, but with no charisma.
Nice.
And Maul says, Slender Man sucks. His design is awful. It makes no fucking sense. He's a monster who lives in the deep woods, but dresses like a gentleman. Fuck him.
He's a gentleman monster who lives in the deep woods. Nothing wrong with that.
Don't hate, Maul. Don't hate.
Yeah.
Well, there's also.
And who are you to say someone can wear a suit anywhere they want?
And can't have tentacles.
Yeah, you can have tentacles all you want.
Who do you think you are?
It's okay. It was funny.
Go ahead, John.
Kid's a G.
No, like, because I read in onto the Slender Man character and everything.
I hate him.
Like, you can't talk about him. And if you see him, like, you can't look at him because then he controls your mind and all these other. Like, there's been videotape of him. Where, like, you'll see him, and then the guy will turn away, and then the Slender Man will get a little bit closer.
Okay, and then?
Where does he buy suits?
Because I think he just has the one suit.
At the suit store.
No, besides, he has one suit. Where did he buy that one suit?
Burlington Coat Factory.
Men's Warehouse.
Double XL.
I don't know. Ask Sean where he buys his suits.
I don't buy suits.
Yeah, you could totally be Slender Man for Halloween.
He doesn't buy suits. He buys cut-off tank tops and short shorts.
Yes.
Or as he calls it, Casual Fridays.
You gotta find the right cut of fabric for the right cut of man. You're gonna like the way you look. I guarantee it.
All right.
So yeah, Slenderman, he's not that creepy. I thought he'd be creepier. That's not even that. Yeah. It's not really that.
He's no more creepy than me.
Yeah, until a movie comes out and creeps the shit out of you.
Just look up Marble Hornets, and like it's like his like the, I think they have like 87 segments of like this film that these kids are doing, and Slenderman just keeps following them around.
I'm pretty creeped out by anything whose limbs are disproportionate to their body.
Like Sean,
thank you.
Like Sean,
only 12 year olds.
His limbs are proportionate to
him. They're all distinction between reality and fantasy. However, you have to keep in mind that they are extremely young. Frontal cortex is not totally developed,
video for it,
so they can be very, very impressionable, especially if they have some sort of trauma in their lives, some emotional issues.
Oh my God,
this guy is the most boring person I've ever heard of.
Today we're going to talk about things that frighten children.
That perhaps interfere with their maturation to be able to be more age appropriate as to what is real.
He's just on. Listen, if you
for
listen to
with
what he, no.
as to hereby,
no. if you listen to what he's saying, yes, exactly. If you listen to what he's saying, he's just it's rhetoric. He's
the,
not really
the
saying
children
anything.
For to here with Slender Man.
It's all pronouns. Fort.
Oh my God!
Here
and
to
what
with
is not. So one of the easiest ways to look at this, and
the if because were, however,
individual who can't make friends, who has poor academic achievement, who just can't find a way to belong, perhaps the family.
Being a teenager, it's being a teenager.
What are you talking about?
It's called being everyone. That's oh. Everyone goes through that.
No,
it's not. You're not special.
Never, not once.
You're not a flower. No.
I am special.
No. Well, you are special, but not in that way.
They may be distant or they're isolated from friends. What do they...
What are you laughing at, Dutch? The fuck's Dutch laughing at?
Guest 409638 changes her name to Guest 90210.
Yeah, that's Pat. That's Pat.
God damn it, Pat.
We've had Guest 90210 in the chat
I've
for months.
I've never caught that till just now. That is hilarious.
It turned to
very funny.
A gang. And they become part of that gang, and as part of that culture, become involved in violence.
So Slender Man gets in your brain, and he tells you what to do, and he told these girls to stab this person 19 times.
Did he say it with his tentacle arms?
Probably.
Why does sometimes he have tentacle arms like and sometimes
because
he not have tentacle arms?
Because it was recreated in Japan.
Yeah, have you not watched hentai before?
No.
I have.
You should.
Is it good?
It's yeah,
good
stuff. I mean, it's good if you like
Dennis
tentacles.
Dennis says Transgender Man would have been a much more fun story.
Yeah, I'm with Dennis on that. A dick and titties? It's best of both worlds.
I think someone did like a cartoon jingle, like theme song for Slender Man. It's on YouTube. It's to understand what Slender Man is.
Okay, let me see if I will see if I find it.
Is Slender Man like the Japanese Rape Man? I don't know if you guys have read the Rape Man comics.
Kuni? Oh my God, Rape Man.
Yeah, Rape
That's
Man.
Horrible.
It's a Japanese.
That's a real thing?
Yeah, it's a Japanese
horrible.
Manga.
It's like a superhero that rapes people. Why
would that be a hero? Culture.
Because he's an anti-hero. He's like a villain, but he's not a villain. He does bad
like,
things for good. So he rapes
Deadpool.
For good. Right.
He rapes bad people.
Right.
Oh.
For the better good. He
rapes bad people for the good of the nation.
Slender Man yes. song. Here it is. See if I home. All
right, we got kids
I
on a playground.
The guy who is 10 feet tall. He scares people away because he's got no face at all. Super long arms with tentacle ends. But the tragedy is he just wants to make friends. Ba-dum-dum-dum. Slender Man. Sympathy for Slender Man. He hangs out in the dark because he's got nothing
like what
to do.
Hanging out with Sean right there.
Hey, yeah, it's really, this is confusing.
Wait, who's the one that does the song? They sound familiar.
It sounds like those two bitches that play acoustic
guitar.
Yeah,
the two comedian chicks, yeah.
Yeah.
His very best suit just to impress you. Have sympathy for poor Slender Man. He's too tall for a car, so he walks all the way. He always tries to surprise in case it's your birthday. His breath is bad because he can't brush his teeth. He tried to take off his mask and found a mask underneath.
I don't understand. I'm even more confused now than I was before.
Are we supposed to be friends with him?
I guess it's funny to people who are in on the whole meme bit.
The thing is, when this first came out, like in 2004 or whatever, it was only a few pictures of this creepy dude standing in the background, and it scared the shit out of me.
Why?
And that's kind of became a joke.
It'd be like if we were if let's just say some other random show was listening to a song about Moon Moon and wasn't getting what was going on.
Moon Moon!
Exactly. They actually,
they actually inspired a PC video game based on Slender Man, too. That's pretty creepy.
What are you laughing at, Dutch?
She just keeps throwing their cat over her shoulder.
Oh, yeah,
so unceremoniously. I'll just look to my left because my monitor, like where I see the rest of you guys, I'll just catch it every once in a while where she's just throwing animals over her shoulder.
Get out of here, cat.
Poor Mira.
Mira's right in front of my screen constantly.
You get.
Sean, go ahead, get the next story.
Poor kitty. Right. What? Why is Anthony Cesaro in this? Okay. Man hits pregnant woman with cheeseburger.
Fair enough.
Delicious.
Cheeseburger in paradise.
And he's
separate on a bun and an onion slice.
Pretty normal looking guy. I mean,
my baby has a bun in the oven, and between it is a piece of meat.
I don't know.
I stepped on my pop top with a shaker of salt.
Uh-huh.
You guys, worst Jimmy Buffett song I've ever heard. It's terrible. It's fucking terrible.
Excellent. I don't know what I'm going to do when the volcano vagina blows.
I go fins to the left and fins to the right. I'm the son of a sailor. And did I mention that I'm from Ohio and I talk about South Florida living?
All right. You guys are doing a bang-up job there. A man was arrested after hitting a pregnant family member with a cheeseburger and then shoving her, according to Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office.
Because his trunk was loose.
According to arrest reports, the victim told sheriff's deputies...
Why does this news story not have an artist rendition of a man slapping his wife with a cheeseburger? That's all I want to see. Now I have to Google it. Man slapping with cheeseburger.
According to arrest reports, the victim told sheriff's deputies, 23-year-old Taylor Allen Stevens... You see, the guy has three first names. You can't...
Taylor right, he's going to assassinate a president. I think it's more of a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Okay, of Crestview, hit her in the face with a cheeseburger during an argument on May 23rd and then shoved her to the floor. A witness
just punched me in the face.
Yeah, and I'm going to punch you again.
A witness corroborated the victim's account. Stevens initially fled away when deputies arrived. He later returned home and surrendered to deputies saying, "I have problems," according to his arrest report. He was charged with aggravated battery, knowing the woman is pregnant. I mean, he looks like Antonio Cesaro for some reason. I don't know. I'd have to see his dick before I knew he was hot or not.
Yeah, I agree.
He looks like blonde Jake Gyllenhaal a little bit.
Now all I want is a cheeseburger.
Also raping people.
Wait.
What?
Like rapist Jake Gyllenhaal if he was blonde.
Okay. What's the best cheeseburger to slap a bitch with?
A triple
whopper with cheese.
A triple whopper, I would assume.
Like brand, like would you go McDonald's cheeseburger slap?
No,
or
you gotta
Burger
go Red
King?
Robin. Those things are thicker and heavier.
Yeah.
No, but then there's like the Hardee's one, too. Isn't there like a huge Hardee's burger?
It's impossible to get a Hardee's one in Florida, so it wouldn't exist.
There's a Hardee's right by the house.
West of the Mississippi, that's
Carl's Jr.
Yeah,
but there's a Hardee's right by the house. So what are you talking about? Up here, there's plenty of them.
Yeah, there was one. On
just
the way
because
to Tampa
in
the
South
day.
Florida, all you have is fucking Latin America cafes and oranges on the side of the road. Doesn't
no, there's
mean the
a
rest
Checkers.
Of Florida.
there's a Checkers somewhere in South Florida.
One. I wouldn't waste an In-N-Out burger on a bitch slap, though.
No, I would not.
I'm a slap a bitch with a McDouble because it's only a dollar.
That's true. You probably want your burger to be degrading when you slap a bitch.
Something cheap with like chili on it. So that'll hurt.
A chili cheeseburger or like maybe
outside
like an Arby's.
Outside the box, idiot. You go
something
you
Taco Bell.
Schnitzel.
You go to Fuddruckers. That way you can put all the disgusting toppings you want on it before you slap
it. Oh,
and
Fuddruckers, you can have the pounder.
And you can just fucking fill it up. Then I want to eat it, though. So you're right. I feel bad wasting this. I'm hungry.
Yeah, I like that pounder.
I know. You're making me fucking hungry for goddamn cheeseburger.
I was already hungry.
That Burger King's Whopper is pretty wide. It's like a small Frisbee. You could slap a bitch with that.
All right, well, really quick.
Oh, C-Max says Five Guys Burger. Mm. Oh, Five Guys, they have some good meaty-ass bitch slaps.
Mm, they're good. Those burgers are delicious.
All right, real quick, before we move on to the Red Show, which is coming up after us at 9 o'clock.
Big Irish comes with a knife.
There is a rumor that Jared Leto is going to play Doctor Strange in Marvel's next superhero movie.
What?
Right. All for it. He, that guy is a good actor.
I don't want to see 30 Seconds to Strange. Not me, anyway.
Dude, he's good in every role he does.
He's a good actor.
I can't
actor.
Think of the last time he did a bad, like, I'm sure he's been in bad films, but he's always done a good job in the films. I'm all about it.
I know, but I don't see him as a superhero type. I'm not saying he's a bad actor. He's not. But I don't see him as a superhero type, though.
Yeah, but
right?
Could it be?
Everybody got to go back to Heath Ledger.
Oh, my God. But then there's also terrible things.
Yeah, but
there's
okay,
also
no,
terrible
fuck.
Casting things, too. Like, everyone brings up good ones, but how about the bad ones?
Fuck Dutch and his, or the Joker. It's the goddamn fucking Joker, not some D-list fucking Dr. Strange. Come on,
way
bro.
To make your point clear. You stuttering, muttering prick.
Hashtag fuck Dutch.
Ooh, he said mean things to you.
No, Sean.
You gonna take that, Dutch?
Slap him with a cheeseburger, Sean.
Yeah, exactly.
Pick up a cheeseburger.
Anyway, Dr. Strange. No, he doesn't look like
that. No one even said Wendy's. Wendy's has the fucking Baconator.
I don't want to put...
place, not a hamburger place.
I don't want to put somebody's eye out with the corner of Wendy's burgers. That's the thing.
Yeah,
because then it's on me.
Some really bodily harm.
Yeah, some really bodily harm, like my pal John said.
Really bodily harm.
What about like a Ruby Tuesdays burger?
Who eats there?
Nah, you bread. Promised me Ruby Tuesdays.
I don't want any place that's a goddamn sneeze guard.
Too much cushion from the bread. No.
No, ew.
All right, fine.
Anyway, no.
Basically, something gets like a good grip on, and then as you're swinging it at a bitch's face,
this dick.
How about the double down from KFC?
Okay.
That's not a burger, but it's a sandwich.
It's a sandwich, but there's no bun, so it's just a hot fried piece of chicken. So it's like you mean it. It's like, yeah!
I really feel like you guys are ignoring the spectrum of face slaps when it comes to the toppings of the burger, because you could go mushroom burger. You could go barbecue burger. What if there's some fucking onion straws on said burger?
Mm. I think mushroom would do more damage just because it's slimy and that kind of shit goes everywhere. Think of every time you've ever had like deal with like canned mushrooms.
What about a nail and screw burger where I just put nail and screws in between bread and slap her with that?
That's just a weapon. Well,
you're being
anything with your weapon.
Well, what about anything with jalapenos in it? Because those things are spicy.
Oh, that is true. Like a Mexican burger?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's really spicy. You don't want that shit.
That's a burger or they that call sits under the shade burger. All day.
They call it mean because it's spicy.
And then you have that like spicy pepper jack cheese on top too.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Has that got in your eye?
Yeah. That's not good. Now, I like where Dutch is going with the mushroom because I'm thinking after the fact of the slap, then you have this like stinky fungus. Like,
yeah, you got to think about the fallout as well.
You also have to, it's like you have
that's
to think
why
of
I went
smell,
with chili burger.
Smell, texture.
Yeah.
You know?
You do not want to be cleaning mushroom off your head.
No. Though, you know, mayonnaise, that can end up smelling, you know, too.
So you get showers. You know, she's going to make her, she's going to keep the stuff on
We're
her face.
We're talking about
guys.
Immediate effect here. We're not talking about like hours later. But then again, yeah, think about how long it would take you to drive back to your home. Because after you get slapped with a burger, it would at least take a half hour to figure out, oh my God, I just got hit with a burger.
What if you got slapped by a burger at your own house?
I wonder how many hospitals have burger slap related incidents.
I don't know.
I doubt many.
There's a live action reboot of Beauty and the Beast happening, apparently. After the success of Maleficent, Disney starts planning its next live action movie, which is a Beauty and the Beast reboot.
Hey, guys, I got it.
Michael Chiklis as Beast.
Let's just redo every successful movie we did, but from a different perspective.
Why not?
That's another thing, dude. Hollywood is completely out of ideas. They're just rebooting everything or redoing a book, redoing comics. We've all talked about this. Everybody said it 1,000 times, but it couldn't be more.
What if the bad guy really wasn't so bad?
I saw a poster for.
What if the bad guy was just misunderstood?
I saw a poster for Hercules yesterday.
And that
you mess with one of us, you mess with all
and
of
that,
us.
That Hades mofo, not so bad. You know, he's Zeus's brother, too, you know.
Played by Dwayne the
you know, he
Johnson.
got the short straw, you know. He, you know, Zeus is up there in the clouds, and you got fucking Hades down there having to protect the goddamn underworld. Who's and you know, that's to? Not an easy job.
Doing you know? Hercules?
I don't know what's happening.
The Rock is doing Hercules.
What?
Dwayne the Rock Johnson
is doing
with
Hercules.
Penis?
No.
Like anally?
No. He's playing Hercules in the new Hercules movie.
What's he what part of him is he playing with?
No, he's
coming up next is the Red Show. Someone play the outro. Did someone do neglected hippo text, by the way, this week or no?
I forgot.
Neglected hippo sex.
How humiliating would it be to get hit with a veggie burger? I don't want to be that guy.
Oh, my God. It'd be like getting hit by
it. That's so loud.
Oh, my ears are bleeding.
Can you turn
just
it down
what
more
I wanted.
Than that?
Yes, I can turn
Thank
it down.
Thank you.
Ma would like to get slapped with a fur burger.
She's such a dirty
That's true.
Bird.
You got black bean burger. You got turkey burger. You got Vegemite burger.
You got Gumbo burger.
I don't know. I feel like, you know, that's probably the most embarrassing thing that could ever happen to a woman, being slapped with a burger.
Was that the only hippo text we had? Is that... I'm sorry, hipposexed.
I didn't write anything down this week, sorry.
You don't have to write things down. Just scroll.
Any other week.
Just scroll up.
He had the poop, guys. That's his excuse.
I pooped. All right,
stay tuned
the
for the red show next. Don't forget about the MLR live event August 9th.
But I pooped.
In Montclair, New Jersey. Just Jakes.
1 to 4 p.m.
Yeah.
In
Montclair, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Just all right, Jakes. Nice. Just Jakes.
Be there.
Everyone's going to be there.
World
are you
going to
be there, Dutch?
I still don't know yet.
No,
you're fired.
That means he's not. All right. Thanks, guys.
Oh, no. It doesn't.
Listen to the red show. Dutch is not definitely confirmed he's not going to be there.
Definitely not going to be there. 100%
confirmed.
100%.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
It's like you think I don't
care. I said all right, guys. Thanks for listening.
I care what you said. I'm saying what I say.
I say that what you say is what I say.
You know what? You shut your face, you big dumb booty.
Ice cream for ice cream.
You guys all suck.
Yeah, we do. This is a terrible show. Why do we still do it? Did you think I meant you?
That would be funny. Shut up, Dutch.
So sad. Shut up. Well, you have been replaced. I don't need anyone now. When I delete you, maybe.